Keith, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, mindset. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
Alright, let's see here. Alright. Shit, I need to find out where you're gonna be free. Alright, thanks. All right, what's good, everybody? What's good, man? How y'all doing? Hold on a second. Let me put that in there. All right. Just hold on a second. Shit. All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Just shout out to y'all, man. How y'all doing, man? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Just want to give a shout out to all you guys out there listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the show, guys. First off, like I always say, I like how we welcome you all to the show and everything. It's the Man Mindset. First off, shout out to my 383 listeners to the show. I want to give you all a shout out. Thank you very much for liking the show. Gentlemen, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Guys, this is a show that's teaching you game on a different level that you're not used to hearing about. And we want to give you all a shout out. We want to let y'all know that what you're about to hear, I mean, justice, is 100% is 100% authentic, 100% original. We're not sitting around regurgitating information. So I want to say that. Also to you guys out there, I want to make sure that if you have the opportunity, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons. If you have any questions, let us know. We got you covered. We got a good show for you today, man. Also, want to say to y'all guys, if we hit the 150 at the end of the show, I promise you we'll get all the shout-outs out like we did last time. I think I like that. That's how we're going to do things. So we'll definitely do them that way. But also, gentlemen, I ask for you guys out there, if you have any questions, please put a Q in there if you have any questions. If you are texting a woman, because a lot of you guys are texting women right now. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. So if you need help right now, go ahead. This is the opportunity to take right here and everything to do that, okay? So we wanted to make sure that y'all do that. Y'all chop it up and do that, okay? So this is a beat we made in our studio stuff, so we don't have any fucking YouTube dings or anything. So it's something that I created. I got like a little beat thing and stuff. So, but anyway, it's not about me. But anyway, guys, I want to say hello. I want to say welcome to all you guys. If you got any questions, let me know or anything like that. We're going to have a very, very good show for you today. Also, guys, we'll do the creed, if I can remember, at the top of the hour. And also, I think that's it. Other than if you're trying to find the man mindset, please get in your car. Please go to the store. Please, gentlemen, get your 100-piece puzzle set. And please, gentlemen, I ask all you guys out there to take your time. Just 100 pieces. Buy it. Get home. Dump the puzzles on your table. Rip the box up. Throw the puzzles away. And take your time and put the puzzle together. That's all we ask you to do. The reason we ask you to do that is because it gives you the opportunity to see things about yourself that you have not even experienced before. Because most of the time, a lot of guys out there are not really communicating to themselves and things like that, okay? And I want to say that. Later on in the hour, we're going to show y'all for my client, again, that's just got the women all over the place, man. This is the beautiful thing about being a man. You can get a lot of women. You get a lot of women. And you can live a lifestyle. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I welcome all you guys with open arms. Gentlemen, if you have any questions, y'all have the number. It is 563-999-3057. So please call in if you have any questions. Let's get into the show. I welcome all you guys, man. I welcome all you guys. I'm starting to work on another track calling the bucket list. So I'll have that out pretty soon. Something, a new track coming down the pipe, ladies, a brand new track coming down the pipe called your bucket list. So I'm going to have that out, pretty soon. Just to let y'all ladies know. Also for all you guys out there, we got a lot of stuff working for you. As always, guys, listen, every day, I'm going to try to do this every day. Well, I do it every day, but I'm going to try to involve you. And I'm trying to work my bike. You know, I like to ride my bike at least 30 minutes to an hour, at least get 5 miles out of it. So I wanted, you know, if y'all have noticed before when I used to ride my bike and everything, I used to do the 5 miles, and y'all used to come with me. So we're going to do the same thing, just like we're doing with the workouts every day. I want y'all to be not only just a part of what I do. That's not what it's about. It's about me being able to teach you game while I'm doing other things, because I want your mind, I want you to begin to start shifting your mind about how you move and how you think. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, all of this. So, gentlemen, I ask everybody that's listening, as I welcome you all, and Red, let me know, just keep me updated on, like, every 10 minutes, just keep me updated on the likes. And what I will do is I'll be happy to say thank you to you guys that like this. So just keep me updated on the likes, and I will definitely acknowledge the likes and everything while we're doing the show. But today's show is not a, like, pout your chest kind of a show. We want to talk about why it's important to have this mindset that she has got to work for your time, she's got to work for your attention, and she's got to work for the dick. But I don't want you guys out there walking around saying this. This is not what it's about. It's not about saying these things. It's about how you build these things internally, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about building this internally. When you can build, when you can build this internally, then what happens is it allows you to really technically see the whole world, to see the game in a whole different way, where you have power to do just about anything you want to do. And the things that you've got to learn in this game is really having a sense of self, learning yourself, learning why you are what you are to yourself. And we want to make sure we do that. Let me shift the camera over while I'm over in this way. But if you guys have any questions, y'all know y'all can ask questions and all this other stuff. We welcome all you guys with open arms here, okay? We want you guys to really do well when it comes to relationships, when it comes to women, when it comes to game, when it comes to learning game, and actually not just game, but also learning yourself and learning what you are about to yourself without sitting around worrying about the next man or worrying what someone thinks about you. The game is not about what somebody thinks about you. It is actually what it is you think about yourself as you begin to navigate yourself in this. This is going to be a process, gentlemen. Like I say, it's a process in which you will be able to be fine with. I promise you. We'll get you the way you need to be. But the mindset that one has in this, and before we break all this down, excuse me. One thing I don't want you to ever think that, and unfortunately most of you guys do not have the confidence in yourself right now to feel like you are worthy enough to position yourself where a woman has to work for you. And I don't necessarily mean, gentlemen, work for you. It's just having certain types of attributes to yourself that when she sees you or spends time with you, that she is going to truly work hard to be a part of your life. And that's what we want. We want them to actually be a part of your life. We want them to see the things that you bring to the table, okay? And I know for a lot of you guys out there, I know you feel like you don't bring much to the table, but this is where I say bullshit. I think a lot of you guys bring a lot to the table. It's just a lot of you guys just don't have a belief in yourself that you're good enough to bring things to the table. And once we can work on things to cultivate your mind, to really start to trust who you are and why you are, that's where the change is going to come. And that's what all this is about. It's about the change. It's about you learning who you are. It's learning why you are, but it's also learning what she needs to be for you, what she needs to be for you. And that's what we're trying to stress as importance here, because for you to live this lifestyle and for you to have a woman submit her body to you, we have got to build you and position you in a way that shows her that there's a million reasons why she should give herself to you, but it's not for your money. It's not for your clothes. It's not for your cars. It's not for all that stuff. The reason why we want her to give herself to you is because you're an extraordinary man that does extraordinary things. And it's very odd to meet somebody like that. And I'm being honest with you guys. Women rarely find men out there that really have their shit together. And that's what we're trying to get you to see, you to become, and you to understand. So if you guys have questions, please ask questions. This is what it's about. The lines are open if you guys want to call in. Let me pull up the lines and all that other stuff. If you guys want to call in, the lines are open if you'd like to call in. But shout out to all you guys out there. I do appreciate you all. And we've got a lot to cover, okay? So, gentlemen, please please take notes and please ask questions of what we're going to be doing, okay? So let's get into it. Let's go ahead and chop it up. Let's get it right, and let's do it the right way. But now, one thing that we've got to do is we've got to look at you for what you are to yourself first, but also what you are to everybody around you, okay? See, I'm not here to tell you to fit into the world, because this is, you're not going to fit into the world as a man. It doesn't work that way. You're not going to fit in to the world. But what if I told you that when you work on yourself, that the woman will do everything to fit into your concept, to fit into what you are, without you trying to impress her, without you trying to kiss her ass, and without you having to be somebody that you're not. And I think that's the problem. See, most of you guys, unfortunately, you don't feel confident enough to do things. And because you have insecurities about yourself, all the insecurities that you have, unfortunately, are based on outside perceptions. Always remember the perception that you have, not only of yourself, but also of the outside world, is technically going to define what you are, gentlemen, okay? And what we want you to understand in all these things is that everything that goes on with you, or every perception that you have of yourself, and that is how you view the world. It's not how the world views you. It's not how women view you. But a woman will view you and move according to how you see yourself, how you perform. And I don't mean performing as in circus tricks. I mean performing the necessary tasks to be able to get closer to your core. That's what we got to get you towards. The closer you are to your core, the better your results are going to be. The better your behavior, the better you're going to see everything, okay? Because once you begin to learn more about yourself and how you are to yourself, gentlemen, it's going to be at this point that you're not looking for any desired outcome. And I think that's one of the biggest problems so many men have today, is because all they're doing is looking at desired outcomes. They're looking at ways to try to build what they assume is an outcome. And I don't want you guys to look at the game or look at the world as outcomes. And unfortunately, because of the way you're thinking right now, everything that you're doing, and this is not a knock on you, but everything that you're doing right now is really based off and predicated to a so-called outcome. What you're looking at, unfortunately, is a way that you expect the world to move. And here's the thing about the world. I like this view while I'm talking right here to y'all guys on this view. The outcomes are not going to come the way you want. Okay? The outcomes are not going. I mean, look at y'all. The outcomes are not going to move the way you want them to move. Okay? That's not what game is about. Game, outcomes have no place in the game, because the outcome, gentlemen, unfortunately, is a thing that defines you when you don't have game. Because the outcome of the rejection, the outcome of trying to prove yourself, the outcome of trying to live up to her expectation, and when we're doing that, we're not really growing ourselves the way we need to grow ourselves. We're not moving ourselves the way we need to move ourselves. We're not seeing the world the way we should see the world. And when we don't do that, that's when things become frustrating. It's always the outcome that it becomes frustrating, gentlemen, because the outcome is the thing that makes us feel a certain way. The outcome bothers you because you want whatever you want so bad that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get whatever that is. And when you don't get the outcome, it becomes frustrating to you. It's a frustrating feeling that you're going through. And this is why I'm trying to show all of you out here right now that we're not about the outcome. The outcome does not make me what I am. The outcome does not define me for what I am. That it's not the outcome. See, we're so busy, and this is the crazy thing about the game, gentlemen. We're so busy looking at outcomes that we don't take time to become the outcome internally to ourselves, to be able to navigate what we are, how we are, and why we are to ourselves. We just don't take that time. And the fact that we don't take that time is why things don't work the way technically the way we want them to work. We want them to work for ourselves because the outcome feels so good. But even though the outcome feels good, the outcome can also feel bad because if we're not getting the thing that we want, we feel a certain kind of way. We feel a loss. We feel like the world is against us. It's beating us down. It's doing so many things to us. And that's not the game, gentlemen. That's not the game. It's the outcome. Listen to what I'm saying. Every time you talk to a woman, because you're looking at the outcome of getting her to be interested in you, you're putting more pressure and stress on yourself because you're looking at something that you cannot control. See, you cannot control the outcome, but you can control yourself. See, the outcome is tied into whatever the woman is going through. Remember, time is a funny thing. And the thing about time is that we really don't have too much control over time, but time does create certain kind of outcomes because things happen in women's lives. And because things happen in women's lives, we can't sit and expect every woman that we talk to be interested in us when they have certain things that are happening in their lives. But we're too busy looking at outcomes of, well, I've got to please her, and I've got to, what can I do to please her? What can I do to be something that, you know, be in her orbit or to get her to be interested in me? What can I do? Where we're always looking at the wrong outcome. But what if I told you guys out here that what if the woman sees you and realizes that you are her outcome as far as pleasure, as far as sex, as far as how she feels? A lot of women are not just going to tell you this kind of information because a lot of women don't want you to know the secret of the sauce, because there's so many secrets of the sauce when it comes to the game that most of you guys can win at this. But what are you building? Are you building an outside outcome to get something that you cannot control? Or are you trying to build an internal outcome that you have not only control over that outcome, but what if I told you that you would have control over that woman, not necessarily mind control, but a control that taps into the woman where it comes to the emotions? If you guys think about a woman and you guys think about emotions, the beautiful thing about emotions can be your greatest friend. And the reason why emotions can be your greatest friend is because emotion is something a woman cannot control. A woman has no control over her emotions. And that is why emotions are such a dangerous thing for a woman, because when she's around somebody that knows what he's doing, he makes her feel things. And in feeling things will make her make other types of decisions. And I don't mean the decisions are bad or anything like that, but what if I told you by creating your own outcomes that you can have a mental, emotional, and sexual shift over the woman without you having to try to manipulate her, try to get her what you want her to be, begging for pussy, trying to prove yourself? You don't have to do any of that, because once you understand how your outcomes are to yourself, not to anybody else, this is all about the building of oneself, gentlemen. It's about building yourself. But what if you build yourself where she thinks about the outcome of your lips on her body, or the outcome of how you touch her, how you take your hands and rub her body outcome, how you unzip her clothes outcome, how you penetrate her outcome, how you make her play with her pussy outcome, how you make her come outcome, how you make her daydream about you outcome, and how you make her fantasize about you outcome? All these things women can have in a certain kind of outcome, gentlemen, a certain kind of outcome. But in order to reach that outcome, gentlemen, one must actually, honestly, and truly build and create said outcome. You cannot force a mental and emotional outcome of a woman. You cannot do that. Listen to what I'm saying. You cannot force an emotional outcome from a woman, especially one that's triggered internally. See, gentlemen, most outcomes that y'all have, and it's weird how this shit plays out. Most of y'all see outcomes as when she enjoys a text message from you, or she is talking to you a certain kind of way. A lot of you guys look at those outcomes as positive outcomes, but her smiling is something that she can smile around any other guy. It has nothing to actually do with you of how she feels about herself. But what I'm saying is, what if you can change the outcome? What if that guy can be you for the first time, where you create such a shift in her mind that you become dangerous, that you become scary? And I don't mean scary as in scary bad, but scary as in, what am I going to be if I give myself to this person? What am I going to do if I allow this emotion to carry over and have me following this person, where I'm in control of myself, but yet when I get around him, I begin to lose control, and I worry about that control. See, gentlemen, the problem is y'all are looking at the wrong outcomes. Excuse me. You're not looking at the outcome of when a woman sees you sexually. See, I know most of you guys believe that it can never be you. And that's a lie. It can be you. But the question is, are you trying to build that outcome for yourself? That's what I'm saying for you guys. Can you build this outcome? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Guys, y'all call in. We got y'all covered. Lines are open, but we're going to chop it up. Gentlemen, we can't draw the outcome from the woman when you're influenced by outer things. When you're always comparing yourself to other people, other men, or comparing yourself to women. How you feel is, I'm telling you, is what you think based off of who you are. But let me tell you about women. She's going to judge you off of results and actions. And I don't mean the result of taking her to a nice restaurant. I don't mean that shit. Or the action you do to kiss her fucking ass. No, absolutely not. She's looking at your results to see what you are. Is what you are a man that is influenced by himself, which is a very rare thing today? Are you influenced by yourself? But let me take that back, because most of you are influenced by the wrong self. Your influence is an influence of reaction, where she is looking to be influenced by a man that influences itself. The man that influences self is the man that can influence the woman. Because what I'm saying to all you guys, to see this thing about game, is that I'm telling you, 99, and some are lucky, but 99% of these women out there not only have not met a man who stands on his core, but she's never met a man to make her discover her core. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? discover. See, so many of us are so busy looking at the game in the wrong perspective. What I'm trying to get you young men out here to see in the perspective is that what if you can show her a better understanding of things that she doesn't even know that she has at her core? Not only who she is, but what about if you're the guy that can show her her own sexual, and I didn't say self, I said sexual concept. What if you can change her perception of how she sees herself? See, let me explain something, guys. See, most guys out there, they're always begging and pandering for sex, okay? So when a woman gives sex to that person, there's not necessarily any excitement to it. It's just, okay, he wants it. Ah, he's cute. I guess I'll give it to him. Okay. Versus the man that can say, this is who you are right now, but this is what the fuck you're going to be if you invite me in here. And I can show you that not only can I fit in where you are as far as your sexual concept, but I can also show you how you can view yourself in a different way by being with me. By not only having a belief and a feeling in yourself, but also showing you different ways to even see the aspects on the depth and level in which you've never even seen before that will not only, guys, think about this. She knows how to touch herself to give herself an orgasm, right? She already knows that. But what if we layer another level on how she even orgasms, on how we make her feel, on how you allow her to rub her pussy and rub her body while you're in her ear telling her things that she's not even used to, where the fantasy ups itself, changing the concept of what she actually thinks sex is. What if you can do that? What if she, exactly. What if we can bring the animal out of her motherfucking ass where she's ripping your clothes off, where she's begging for your dick and your time? What if you can open her eyes to her core to actually see a brand new sexual identity, not the one that she sees every day and not the one that her mind is set for her, but what if you are able to change the perspective and the characteristics that she thinks that she's had all her life, where you're showing her that she can play different sexual roles, also see another side of herself, that there is no judgment, that you are free to be this brand new person, and you are able to let yourself go, and you're able to go beyond, or not just dip your toes into the water, you can dive right on in, because you know what? I'm going to be there, but I'm not here to change you. I'm not here to force you. But what I'm here to do is show you that through me and what I know for myself, that I can change how you see things, because I'm getting you towards a part of you that you don't even realize that you have. And after that domino falls, gentlemen, then I can show you another side of yourself through your core. Because remember, every layer comes to another layer of depth and another layer of seeing. Now, guys, we can stop right. Guys, listen. I can stop right there and be good. But motherfucker, I'm a conqueror. I'm not done. What if we're saying through us, not only that, not only can you see your sexual identity, but what if there is another side of you that has another sexual image that you don't even know about? What if I can show you another way of how you view yourself, and not only how you view yourself, but also how you think about yourself? What if I can change the image of how you see yourself when you're feeling down about yourself? What about if I could change the image of how you feel about yourself when you're not feeling sexy? What if I can change that image and tie all that in to see that, you know what, all those times you're saying that you're unattractive and all those times that you feel like you're not this or you're not that, what if I can influence and make another shift and add another layer? We could stop right there. But right around that corner is, what if I can show you about your sexual self-esteem? What if I can show you it's okay to let your hair down and be as nasty as you want to be? What if I told you it's okay to do that? Everything you see in porn, because women look at porn too, guys. What if you want to do all that nasty shit? And through the comfort of us in the security and a safe environment around me, whether it is your car, whether we're outside in the alleyway or in a movie theater, whether we're at an opera or a museum, I don't give a fuck where we're at. At any moment you want to trigger that, what if I told you it's okay and I'm not here to judge you? And what if I can shift that on you? Guys, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is how deep game is. What if you can be that man, gentlemen? What if you can do all these things that also then will trigger her sexual confidence, her ability to try different things? Some women, you know what? Some women maybe have always wanted to try anal sex, but they just haven't found the right person, or they're just so nervous. But what if you're that guy to push them over that edge and they're like, you know what? I want to try that. I want to try a new toy. I want to try another woman. But I just never had the courage to do it. Or I've never had anybody to give me the courage. Not necessarily give her the courage, but pushing her in the direction where she can give herself the courage, I mean by that, guys. Where she has sexual trust not only in you, but sexual trust in herself. Think about what I'm saying, guys. This is why I'm saying all this stuff that I'm trying to show you. That you have the capabilities to do this without trying to push yourself and force yourself to force the woman to be something more. You don't have to force that on her as men. We don't have to force that on her. You don't have to be what you think she needs you to be. In order for you to get her to do the work, because, gentlemen, I'm telling you, when you can get her this way, your dick size won't matter. If you have erectile dysfunction, that won't matter. If you're a premature ejaculator, that won't matter. If you don't have money, it doesn't matter. If you ride two buses or have to ride a bus to work, it doesn't matter. If you lost your job and you had to move back into your parents to get things worked out, it doesn't matter. It won't matter if you're short, if you're fat, it won't matter. Because the things that people won't tell you about a woman's emotions don't judge, motherfuckers. See, the judgment will come from the woman. Emotions drive feeling, but feelings don't judge. They just feel. So if we can tap into so-called feelings or her emotions, then at that point, she's butter in your hand, because even if you're not her type and she's sitting around saying that you're not her type because you're too short, you're not my ideal body shape, you're not the ideal kind of guy that I want to be around, you don't even see why you're winning. If she's talking about you in a certain way, that's saying you are renting space. And if you are renting space, that means you're here already. And once you're here, you can't get out when you know what you're doing. See, from the outside, because most guys try to live from the outside, the protective barrier are her judgments, her morals, her motherfucking values, and her beliefs. Those are the layers that are blocking you from the emotion. Because from her point of view, that you're not touching her internally. So you're fighting layers just to get to the surface of her. And this is why there is no emotional connection. Because as soon as she reads your text message, she's forgotten about you. As soon as you call her, she's forgotten about you. As soon as you open a door for her, say that she's forgotten about you, because that's the trigger mechanism to keep her safe from fucking every guy that she sees. That's why the world wants you never to know that the emotions doesn't have fucking feelings. The emotions in a woman does not judge, because it's based on a feeling. And feelings don't give a fuck how tall you are and how short you are and how fat you are and how poor you are and whatever the fuck you are. Emotions are, they don't work that way. That's why she protects herself with judgments, values, and things like that. See, when you have people running around telling you to try to get some pussy and try to get her back to your crib and tell her you just want to fucking smash and all that stupid ass shit, you want to know why that doesn't work? Because you're looking at it the whole complete way. See, a man doesn't need to tell a woman, let's go fuck. Because the woman already knows you want to fuck. But the reason why you ain't gonna fuck is because you're about to get yourself fucked over. See, what you guys don't understand, there are two levels or two different sides of the coin. One side of the coin is what we're talking about right now, but I'm gonna go to the other side. Guys, I'm sorry to tell you this. They have a warrior or a female warrior or a defense mechanism where they can go on the attack and push the wall further between the two of you that is hard to get over. They know how to protect themselves by keeping you at an arm's distance. They're not going to fuck somebody that makes them feel like shit for fucking. But what you don't understand and how these motherfuckers fuck you up is that we all, you guys and women, some part of you feels that, you know, there's something good about you. You know, you have a certain kind of a value about yourself, and you, and there's certain things that you believe in yourself, and there's ways that you feel about yourself, and there's ways that you move because of how you think, right? But what most of y'all don't understand in this is that women feel like this, and they're allowed to feel that way, and they should. I mean, they're, listen, women are having their ups and downs. They have their nice days where they feel like they're on top of the world, and then they have days they feel like shit, and then they have periods, and and all this other stuff. They're growing every year, you know, they just feel in a certain kind of way. Okay. But the one thing that a woman doesn't want to feel first is like a piece of dirt under your shoe. Listen, I'm never going to say that women don't like sex and nasty shit, but they just don't want to be judged by feeling sexually free. And that's why most of you will never get the one night stands, because even if she wants to give you the one night stand, she can't give it to you because she can tell a look in your eyes that you're already judging her. Y'all guys know that good girls wear slutty clothes sometimes and whores dress down a little bit. Y'all didn't even know that. Most of you guys see a woman wearing something provocative that she's wearing because it just makes her feel sexy. It makes her feel sexy. But you see it as she's a slut because slut shouldn't, if she's a good girl, she wouldn't dress that way. She's a fucking slut. That means she's easy. See that right there? You've already placed a judgment on her and you don't know shit about her. She can be a nerdy, geeky girl just wearing something that just feels sexy for the day because she's not feeling good about herself. But then you have a whore that might just dress all the way the fuck down. Don't even realize it. And you see her, fuck her, she's boring. Don't even see it. But maybe she wants to dress down because sometimes beautiful women or women that have bodies, they don't just want, they're tired of the attention. I mean, they like attention, but sometimes attention may lead to being stalked from guys, guys following them around, guys doing harm to them. So sometimes they got to come down a little bit and shift down a little bit. It's not a bad thing. It's just sometimes they do that. But for so many of you guys, my crap, he said your father told me this and you did. Hey, fathers do say some things and sometimes we miss the point of what they're saying, because sometimes they're saying is, but what I'm saying to you out here, feelings will never judge. But feeling, okay, some women know this, some women don't, and women listen to this and go learn. These women are like, oh shit, I really got to protect this shit. Emotions don't judge, they only feel. And this is why a lot of women will fuck with guys that have other women, okay? This is why, I'll tell you why, because even though she doesn't like that you have somebody, at least, okay, you're being honest with me and I get to make the choice of what I want to do. But while she's thinking that, her emotions at the same time, two things moving simultaneously at the same time, her emotions are liking the way she's feeling around you. I like how I feel around him. I like thinking about him. He makes me smile a little bit when I think about it. And man, he's like a little smooth in what he's saying. And it's kind of soothing to my ear. And you notice that we don't necessarily think about how insecure we are when we're around him. Now, remind you guys, two different things simultaneously moving in one different at the same time. And what I'm saying to all of you guys out there is that this is how you can make the shift and you can make the change. See, once a woman is connected with you on an emotional level, not the physical, but the emotional, they will work for the dick. They will work for the dick. They will work for your time. Because time with you, if time with you means that not only do I get to know more things about me internally at my core, but I lose time. I feel like the only woman in the world, and fuck, I get rid of my insecurities. Sign me the fuck up. Sign me up. But here's the beautiful thing in it. This is where she takes the gun that should be pointed that way, and this is where she flips it around and fucks herself over. You, my friend, have just created the war. And all you're supplying is the bandages and the bullets, and you let her go to war with herself. And guess what, guys? She cannot fuck with or beat emotions. Listen. She cannot fuck and beat emotions. So all this time that she's telling herself that you're ugly and you're short and you're not her type and you don't have her body type and you got a big belly or you're chubby or you're too dark or you all this other stuff. Her emotions emotions is like this. Bitch, are you done? No, I'm not done. He's just not my type. I can't see myself. I mean, he just doesn't have the body structure and he just doesn't have the money and he doesn't have this. And emotions like, you know, emotions like a female and shit, just doing her nails and shit, looking at her fingernails and shit. And like, girl, are you done with that fucking shit? I'm going to let you talk this shit. Go ahead. Just keep talking. Because it doesn't matter what the fuck you say, bitch. That's what the emotions are saying to the woman. I'm not saying to the woman. The emotions are saying, I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. And that's how she's saying to her. I'm not calling the women bitches. I'm saying that a woman cannot defeat emotions. She can try as much as she wants to talk herself out of you. Oh, he's an asshole. He's a jerk. I mean, he's just not right for me. No, he's just not the right guy for me. I can't see myself with a guy like that because he just wants to do things. Her emotions like this. Are you done now? Now, bitch, let me tell you something. Are you feeling insecure when you're around him? No. Does he put a smile on your face? Yes. Then, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? I know he's not your body structure, but you know what? I like him. See that? See, guys, I keep telling you, just like nature and the weather, and we are simultaneously living in two worlds right now. We're living in the world of nature, like I tell you, and we're living in the world of weather. What if I told you that these women are living in two fucking simultaneous worlds at the same time? It is what they perceive their image is, or they perceive themselves to be. But then there's another thing called emotions that is driving behavior. But women don't want you to know about this. But what if she decides that she should like you or be interested in you? Guess what? Emotions don't give a fuck about your job. Emotions don't give a fuck about how you dress. Because technically you'll have your clothes off. Emotions don't give a fuck about your car. Emotions don't give a fuck about how your apartment is set up. Emotions don't give a fuck. Because emotions are is one of the most selfish, fucking selfish things that she has. Because emotions are really about me, not me, but her me. Emotions are selfish. Emotions are selfish. And emotions are all about how I feel. What did Jessica say? I feel sick to my stomach. What did you say? I feel sick to my stomach when I know. Hey, that I'm saying, Jessica. That's what I'm saying. What I am saying to you is that instead of trying to fuck her on the physical, why don't you allow her to see herself in a different point of view? Gentlemen, just like you have theater number one in your mind where you You don't like yourself, and there's things about yourself that knock you down. Gentlemen, what if I told you that in her theater, sometimes she just doesn't feel sexy? Sometimes she feels bloated. Sometimes she's not feeling well. Sometimes she's crampy. Sometimes she just feels like today is just not my day. My clothes don't fit right. I just don't feel sexy. The makeup is not right. It's just something wrong. And, you know, oh, my God, this up and down roller coaster, all these feelings that she's going through, right? But what I'm saying is, what if you guys out here, okay, what if you can show her through you, and we're going to talk about through you, that she can see things in herself that she's never even seen before? Gentlemen, listen, I'm telling you. I will give you the warning sign now. The scariest thing about this, if this is scary, is that what I'm teaching you right now is like giving a stray cat milk. A woman knows how to please and pleasure herself. Has she ever done it from her core? Women fantasize, but has she ever done it from her core? Gentlemen, these women out here don't even realize they have a fucking core, just like you guys don't. But this is why men like me and men moving like me, why do you think we ain't trying to fuck? Why do you think that sex is not the first thing on our mind? Because, yes, we can have sex like you guys, but motherfucker, look, yo, I don't want her just laying on her back. Well, I wonder if I need to get that salad today. You know, I'm out of balsamic vinegar. Oh, wait, let me flip over to the other side. Yeah, I'm out of balsamic vinegar. And, oh, my God, yeah, I've got to go feed Vittles, my cat. And I'm almost out of, I got to get some more Tampaxes. You know, it's almost that time of the month. And all she's doing, she ain't even thinking about you. Oh, he's done? Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, it was great. Anyway, so I wonder what I'm going to watch today on the Lifetime. Is that what you want? Or do you want a woman that wants to fuck you so bad? She wants to suck your dick so bad. She wants to rub your balls, grab your ass, stick her tongue down your... Wants it so bad that shit fucking hurts. It's like, I need the... It's like needing something more than you actually ever need. Just thinking about, you know what? I don't just want the fucking, I just need to touch his dick. Can I just see the dick? Can I go live on it? Can you just show me the dick? Can I just see it? I know you're at work. Can I just come by to just give you a little bit of head? Let me just suck the dick real quick. I know you're busy. I know you're at work. Look, I just want to taste you, touch you, feel you. I just want to experience you because all day, all fucking day, I'm experiencing you, and you're not even around. All day, I'm thinking about that time you made me smile, and I can't get that out of my mind. All day, I'm thinking about that time you're making me blush, and I can't forget about that. I'm thinking about that time where you said something that was so deep and so meaningful that I'm still trying to unpack that. All day, I'm thinking about your fucking ass, and you know what? I shouldn't be thinking about you because I can't have you. You have other women, and I know you have other women, but I shouldn't be thinking about you. But you see that? You can't defeat the emotion. Guys, I'm telling you right now, emotion is where it is all at because it is undefeated. It is unfucking defeated. Emotions will make a woman do shit that she can't even realize she's doing it. And even as she's doing it, she's like, damn, I can't believe I did. She's like, why? I never sucked dick, but Jesus Christ, where'd that come from? You see what I'm saying? Emotions draw in things in the woman. But how can we draw that in? The only way one can draw that in is to draw that into himself. You don't see, if you're trying to draw it out of the woman, you're trying to do it from the outside, okay? You're trying to do it from the outside. And it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. Because, gentlemen, what I'm trying to show y'all, and I'm going to show y'all some, I'm going to show y'all examples. I want to give y'all an example. I know I'm supposed to do the creed and everything, but I want to give y'all examples. Guys, I want to give y'all examples. Because I see, the thing about this show is that my clients are kicking fucking ass. But do you want an example of how it is and how it works? I'll be happy to give you one. This comes right down the pipe for one of my clients. Let me pull it up and we will go over it. Let me put everything in its order. Let's start right here. Let's look at this right here. He sends a message just making sure you're alive. She's saying, ha ha, barely. At the Waffle House, getting in my car, in a meeting at the salon at 1 o'clock. If so, good morning. Okay, he's saying that's where he's saying he's at, right? All right, well, that's where the woman's in blue. The woman's in blue. He said, if so, good. He said, good morning. If not, I'm terribly sorry. She says, I'm fine. How's your day?
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, he said, I'm sorry. He says, I'm tired, but I've been killing today, closing deals. She says, hey, okay, laugh, okay? She says, hey, well, are you on the menu? Because that's what I have a taste for. She starts laughing and she says, a quickie at work? Guys, I'm trying to show you how it works. You don't have to beg and barter. You just, guys, when you got game, this is how it is on the back end. Because this is how you make them feel things that the average guy can't. So then, here's the thing. He says, the Waffle House stands perfect right now. I'm here at 7 p.m. or whatever, or 7 a.m. Here we go. He made a mistake. He says, bring me some Waffle House by my office, baby. And she says, LOL. I know you were. She says, okay, I can after my meeting. Tell me what you want. So, gentlemen, he's even making a food. He's even making a fucking food request. But let's keep going. I'm trying to show you how this works. So he's like, she's like, ha, quickie at work. He's like, waffle, scrambled eggs, American cheese, and bacon. That would make me so perfect. And yes, a quickie is perfect. So what does she say? Bet. Send me your office, LOL. I'll text you when I'm coming. It's going to be like 3-ish. And what is he saying? You're too damn sweet to me. Damn. Probably why I can think all about is tasting you. Guys, he's going to get his waffles. He's going to get his eggs, his bacon, and all that shit. And he's going to get a quickie, get some pussy. You want to know why? Because this is what we motherfucking do when you have game. You don't have to beg them for anything. You don't have to sit around and barter. You don't understand how sexy he made her feel here. How he unlocked things in her here. Where not only is she buying the waffles, think about something. Remember, usually the other way around is, baby, what can I buy you? And baby, let me buy you this. And baby, let me buy that. And please, can we fuck? Don't work that way when you're a motherfucking man. Because you're not tripping over things. You're just talking to her. You're not talking at her. But because of the conversation that they've had in the structure in which he moved her by everything he did internally, he tapped into some things in her. Where not only does she have no problem going to buy his waffles and scrambled eggs and his bacon, but she knows at 3 o'clock she's going to get a quick fuck and go about her day. It's a quick. She just wants a quickie. He wants a quickie, and he wants some food, okay? Brad says through a text, I would do anything for you. So why are you asking me the question? I don't understand. What's the text? Don't send me no shit like that. If you can't answer that question, please, you're in the wrong place. Don't send me no text like that, because I think that's a fucking lie. You better send me the text. Send me the text to the man mindset. Let me see her saying that, Brad. Send me that text message. Let me see it, or I'm going to ban you, because I hate motherfuckers saying that shit. You just stop trying to show off. But, gentlemen, what I am saying to all of you guys that are listening to me is that what you are doing is that you are influencing her, okay? You're giving her a favorable opinion about herself. You're giving her something that some women have a little of, but not a lot, and that's faith in herself and faith in their abilities to do certain things. You're giving her those things. But in order to be able to give those things to her, because I'm showing you from the end result of what will happen first, we're going to talk about now in this hour, we're going to talk about what you have to begin to do for yourself to be able to get that result. I know there were some questions. I saw two questions. I'm sorry. Let me grab these questions. I'm sorry, guys. I saw the questions. Let me grab it. One and two. You previously talked about the power of seeing the beauty in yourself. How can I reach that? And does it relate to a bid and rehearsing? The beauty in yourself is what it is you can do. I don't have sex. I am sex. And I was lucky enough to understand. And when I was 9, I never understood poetry. I never understood that. But I understood the connection that I have with it now. And that's why I stress to you guys right now, because you don't see it right now. But the beauty in me is showing parts of me to somebody that shows them things that they can see in themselves through my words, my thoughts, my sexual thoughts. That's why I'm going to be working on the bucket list. Bucket list is going to be some sexual shit, but I'm just giving you an example. But the beauty in me is I embody ways to make her smile. I embody ways to make her blush, body ways to make her think. I have ways to make her think about me when she's not, she shouldn't be even thinking about me. Got ways of doing that shit. That's the beauty in me. But here's the beautiful thing about that beauty in me. I'm not trying to manipulate her. I'm not trying to deceive her. What you see is what you get. When you decide to open up, you will do it. But you will realize that I'm the kind of man, I have all the patience in the world. My greatest problem is that my problem, if there's a problem or issue with me, that I always love to tell women, is that I get bored. It's not me waiting is the problem. It's that if I get bored, if I'm starting to get bored, I just pack up and move on. I just get bored a lot because I push things so far. It gets to a point where I just get bored. But that's just me. I'm just saying for me. But what I'm saying to you is that if you don't see yourself as beautiful, then it lies the problem. You have got to love and find beauty in the man in the mirror so you can show the woman when she's looking through your eyes that she can find beauty in herself through how you see yourself. If you don't see beauty in yourself, she can't see beauty in you. And thus, you can't make all these fucking demands of her when there's nothing that is pushing her emotions to say, fuck with him. Okay? Steve, the part I don't get is why do women go back to dudes that make them feel like shit? Well, but wait. I think you're looking at this in the wrong perspective. Oh, let me help you real quick. See, through your perspective, you think the guys are treating them like shit. No. They're not treating them like shit. They're treating them like something that they haven't experienced before. They're not treating them like shit. Guys, there's no reason to dog out a woman or be mean to her. That you don't have to treat her like shit. But the reason that they go back is because then most of you guys are the reason why they go back. Guys, I tell you all the time, look, you want to be with me, you can rent me or lease me out, right? You can rent me. I've always been that way. You can rent or lease me, but you cannot own me. You cannot have me, but when you rent and lease me out, I can promise you this. When you're with me, oh, I'm going to make sure you're going to feel it. You're going to know it when you're with me. Because when you're with me, I'm going to show you some shit that you are with me, right? But when that is gone, she will begin to miss that. And that's the draw in. But it's not, the draw in is that when she's in the quicksand, her mind wants out. But here's the problem. How can I explain this? Oh, God. All right. How to explain? I'm trying to figure out a way to explain this. All right. What if, just like how she tries to fight the emotion, what if I told you that the emotion also has its battles as well, where it sometimes fight against itself to try to do the thing it cannot do? When you touch a woman and you, all right, let's say this bottle is emotion. Let's say the bottle is emotion. And you imprint yourself on that imprint. See, most guys don't, when you imprint yourself on that emotion, this is why they come back. Right here, it's this, the imprint. You have imprinted yourself on something that she can never get rid of. She can run away from it. Guys, let me tell you something. Have women that don't talk to for days, weeks, months, and even fucking years because they try to run away from something that's right in front of their faces. How can she run away from me when she can turn her TV on and she'll see the Dallas Cowboys and that reminds her of me? She can watch, see a video game commercial and that reminds her of me. She can, hey, how the fuck? July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. How is she to get me out of her mind when I have affected damn near all those months? April, Easter game. How's she? You can't get away from it. It's the alcoholic and the druggie that has their coin. This is just, I'm giving you an example. I've got my coin. Today is 1 year of sobriety. I've got my coin. Today is 2 years of sobriety and, oh, sorry, I froze. 2 years of sobriety in 2 years that I have not touched the bottle. I have not touched the bottle. Well, why do motherfuckers do? You know what? I had a rough day. You know what? Just a drop. All right. Just a, oh, man. And let me tell you what they did here. They'll sniff it. They'll take it. They'll put it down there. They'll be like, ooh, I don't know. It's just, fuck it, just one drop. And it's over. It's not that they're pouring a drop into the glass and drinking us. We are everywhere. Why do you think all my dogs out here, why do you guys out here think, wait a second, hold on. Let me put your questions in. I got your questions. Let me finish this. Y'all ask your questions. I got them. I'm trying to catch up with your questions. Why do y'all guys think that when the 25-year-old broke my fucking heart, why do you think that, why do you think, why that was like the, that was my awakening. I saw it. And when I saw it, it was, I can't even, I don't even have words for it. It was, when you wake up, you're awakening, guys. When you see it and you know it. What if I told you she can't even, what if I told you she can't even eat a salad and not think about me? All my master bedroom guys, y'all know what I'm talking about. Because I created that. Everything that she does, I create moments in her mind that she's going to think about me. And again, she got, when some women have willpowers, they will walk away. They will date other guys and all this other stuff. But why do they come back? Why do they come back? Well, you know what? Hey, you know, baby, you know, it'd be cool if you sent me a video and said something cute and sexy. Why would I do that? That's stupid. Why would I send you a video? That's dumb. Okay. Hey, baby, it'll be fun. Let me send you a voice message and maybe you'll send me one back. Why would I do that? That's, I mean, I got fingers. I can simply say hi through a text message. Baby, I got this wild idea. Why don't we go and find a building that has the longest elevator in there? And let's see how fast we can fuck and try to make each other come before we hit to the... But we got a perfectly good bedroom right here. Why do we have to go out of the house? And gentlemen, what I'm saying is that I don't bring them back. The assholes don't bring them back, M-Dog. Come back because you guys don't understand women. You guys don't understand sex and how to make her feel where she doesn't have to come back. Why do you guys think I tell you go out? Tell it go out. Go hang out with whoever. Please go out. Go out and find Mr. Right. Steve, I don't like this. I don't like the fact that you have other women. And, you know, I just want a relationship with a guy. You know, I just want my happily ever after. Baby, go out. Please. Go find your happily ever after. And you know what they're going to tell me? See, you're trying to get rid of me. No, I'm not. Why are you trying to get rid of me? What did I do wrong? No, you didn't do any wrong. I'm just trying to, listen, go find Mr. Right. I don't want anybody else. But God damn it, you just said you wanted a relationship. Yes, but I want with you. You know you can't have one with me. You can only lease me out. You can only lease the dick. Do y'all understand what I'm saying, guys? Let's see here. I'm understanding correctly, beauty in yourself consists of things that you enable. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Gentlemen, how can she see things in herself if you ain't doing those things to yourself or unlocking those things inside of yourself? I ask you that question. It's a hard question to answer or ask yourself. But this is what I'm saying, Big Dog. Great question. See, when you know that success isn't based on my financials, success isn't based on my car and my clothes, but the success that I have involves what I am on a daily basis to myself of how I grow myself, okay? See, achieving game is not about financial gains, okay? But it's attaining the one thing that you guys are unsuccessful in, and that is obtaining a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. We're focusing on things that you are to yourself. People don't see it the right way because they look at success outside of themselves, but they never look at the thing that they need inside because that's what's going to be able to have her trust. See, listen, She's my Isaac. She's not gonna want to fuck you the way she wants to fuck you unless she trusts you. That's all I'm trying to say. She's not gonna fuck you the way she wants to fuck you if you're judgmental. She's not gonna fuck you the way she wants to fuck you if you feel or act like she's dirt under your fucking shoe. She's not gonna fuck you or feel that way. Gentlemen, key peep game. When you look at the man in the mirror and you love that motherfucker in the mirror, despite any fucking weaknesses you may have, any flaws you may have, or any limitations you have, that's the key to all of this. I am short. When I look in the mirror, I don't say, damn, you a short little motherfucker. I'm like, yo, what's up? How you doing? I love you, motherfucker. I'm old. I don't go around saying, damn, I'm old motherfucker. I'm just so old. Oh, my God, I'm 50 years old. I'm so old. How? I don't even see myself as old. I still see myself as just what the fuck I am. I don't look at wrinkles on my face and shit like that. I don't do that because I'm recognizing the shit I am internally. But because I recognize what I am internally, what if I'm the one that can take away her flaws, her weaknesses, and her limitations by being with my motherfucking ass, man? Most women out here, gentlemen, are defining themselves by outside things, okay? But I'm saying to you guys, when you have game, you will never define you by anything outside of yourself. She's allowed to have her opinion. He's allowed to have his opinion. The bird can have an opinion. The squirrel can have an opinion. Hell, your dog can have an opinion. But guess what? It's still none of my business because my business is me. I guess you don't like me, and I guess I'm not your type. I don't know. I don't concern myself with that shit. Because I'm always standing on my motherfucking square, meaning I am rooted in my core. I cannot be moved nor allow anything, anyone, not a woman, not a guy, not a smurf, an elf, a unicorn, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Loch Ness Monster, a fucking Martian. None of those motherfuckers will ever shake what the fuck I am. They will never stop me. My resolve will always be about me. And that matter, no matter what fucking happens to me, I'm always moving the fuck forward and always working on myself. I don't have any outside influences. The only influence I have is her moans, and more of the way she moans when she's playing with her pussy on the fucking phone, or she's playing with her pussy and moaning by what I'm saying to her or what I'm doing to her. That's my concern, the moans. That's about it. I'll be honest with you, I guess the moans. Guys, have you ever just had a woman that says, you know what? I just want you to come over, sit in a chair, and I just want you to watch me masturbate. Just so you have an idea, when I tell you I'm getting off, I want you to have that in your... Hey, guys, you're telling me women don't say that to you guys? You're telling me they don't say, hey, are you busy right now? Hey, let me show you something. This is my, you see this? I want to introduce you to my Willy Mammoth 3000 or whatever. And I love to rub that motherfucker on my face, and I love to fuck with it. Or this is my little rabbit, or whatever the fuck she has. And you know what? I just want to get off on you watching me get off. I mean, my God, you telling me y'all haven't experienced? My God, man, come on, man. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. What I'm saying is the only way she can you can unlock that in her is, gentlemen, the lines are open if y'all want to call in, is that I have to be the only factor, gentlemen. That's what I'm saying to you guys. You got to be the only factor in this. And I understand, guys, I'm telling you right now, I know y'all make it seem like it's hard. Oh, my God, Steve, you're asking me to do so many things. No, I didn't say anything to her. I'm saying that when she knows that she can be the nasty, freaky, oh, hey, guys. Everything you guys jerk off to on porn, she can do that shit. I know y'all. I know you're like, nah, man. She would never do anything like, oh, you don't think? hey, listen. Do you think that we are the only ones that have freaky, nasty thoughts? Do you think we're the only ones that watch a woman walk by and say to ourselves, damn, I fucked the shit out that ass. Man, look at that big fat ass. Look at that thick ass. Man, look at them titties. Look at them titties. You motherfuckers think women don't do that? You think women are walking by like, oh, well, today I've got to feed the dolphins and everything, and then we've got to form my charitable organizations. Oh, lovely. That's a nice young man walking by. And you know what? Today I've got to pray 12 times. Do you actually think women think that way? Man, these women every day, all day, look at the package on him. Damn, he look like he can move some furniture. Look at his ass. Damn, look at him ass cheeks. Look how he walking. Look like he can fuck. Man, look at those hands, man. He probably gripped the shit out of this pussy right here. Oh, my God, look at those lips. Boy, I bet you can eat some pussy with those lips. Look how he licks his lip. Ooh, God damn, I got a tingle. Y'all don't think women think? Man, what the fuck? Y'all don't think women think like that? They just know how to cover it up. They don't want you to see their truth.
Oh, no, I just, I'm a Pisces and, you know, I love to do this for a living. And
she's like, and she's thinking in her mind, no, we're not going to fuck this guy. Can we hurry up? We got a soap opera to watch or some shit. I'm saying to you guys out there, there are women every day that look at your profile or see you walking by, and just like you, hey, just like, guys, peep game, just like how you walk and a woman walks past you like, man, look at that motherfucking ass. Damn, she got a little fat ass. You don't think they sizing up what's between your motherfucking legs? You don't think they looking at your motherfucking package? And saying, damn, how would it be if I sucked that dick? How would it be if I rode that dick? Man, I wonder if would it be like if he just came on my face and let that shit drip while I rub it over and taste it. Y'all guys act like these women are not guys, these women are so nasty, man. Oh, my God. You won't, it's like you feel like a piece of meat. Good morning. How's my dick doing? Hey, can I see that dick? Oh, they come over and give you, hey, you know how it feels like a piece of meat when you try to give her a hug and she gives you the one-hand hug, but her hand just swings under, it grips your nuts and your dick? Man, you feel like a piece of meat. Like you walk by her and she'll grab your ass. I know y'all don't like that shit, but they'll do that shit. They'll see, oh, damn, you looking sexy today. You smell good. Oh, you got a cute smile. Man, ooh-wee, I can't wait to have those lips on my pussy. Y'all don't think women talk that way? Oh, my God. They make you feel like a piece of meat. It's like, damn, whatever happened to just saying hello? What happened to just saying, how you doing? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my pussy's getting wet right now. Oh, my God. You know what I'm doing right now under my desk? I'm rubbing my pussy right now. I'm thinking about you. Ooh-wee. Hey, do you want to see it? Look. And then they'll take their phone, and then they'll go live. Hey, they'll go live with you. You'll see their pants, and you can, all you'll see is the phone and the fingers and all that. I'm not going to say getting too deep. I'm just saying, dog, sometimes we just want to know how they're doing. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we just want to know how they're doing. I'm serious. Sometimes you're just like, hey, what's up? But no, man, they talk nasty like sailors. Oh, I want that dick. Oh, man. And, man, I'm talking about, I don't know if y'all used to this, but a woman fucking you back when you fucking her. And then when she's fucking you back, she talking shit back to your ass. Yeah, you think you got that? Yeah, all right, we're going to see. Throw that motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. And I'm talking about scratching you, grabbing you, trying to choke your ass. I mean, just like squeezing your fucking shoulders and your, I mean, just having her fucking way. Guys, I'm telling you, you can have this. Y'all think all these women are like fucking Mother Teresa. They're waiting to unlock that side of themselves. Waiting. Okay. Let's see here. I'm the kind of an introvert. I don't think, I'll be open that much. Listen, I don't care if you're an introvert or you're the opposite. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. I don't give a fuck what country you're from. I don't give a fuck where you live right now. All that shit ain't got nothing to do with what I am teaching you. Because just like her emotions, your mind is the same fucking way. You choose to be an introvert, which is your fucking choice. I'm not here to stop that shit. But your mind is something totally fucking different. This is not, see, right now you're not even communicating with yourself. So you don't even actually know what the fuck you are because you don't even know your own self. I'm saying that the mind is the most powerful fucking force that you, it's greater than the dick. It's more powerful than your lips and your tongue and all that shit because the mind is the thing that no matter what the fuck you are, you can draw something out in the woman, brother. That's what I'm trying to say. 26 minutes ago, if y'all want to call in, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to say. But all I hear is you just, what, do you want me to feel sorry for you? Do you want me to cry right now? Do you want me to say, oh, poor guy, I got an idea. Let's go eat some ice cream and we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. Is that what you want me to say? Because, young man, let me tell you something. Every motherfucker outside of you don't give a fuck about what you think. Nor do they care how you fucking feel. And if you feel that way, then feel that fucking way. I don't know what the fuck you want me to tell you. Because all I see is a man that's making excuses because I see a motherfucker that doesn't want to grow. If you don't want to grow, just stay where the fuck you are. It's cool, man. I'm not mad at you. And I'm sure every guy that's going to be fucking, they appreciate you. And that's what I keep trying to tell you guys, man. Gentlemen, listen to me. Building this, okay, doesn't happen overnight. Puzzles a little bit. Puzzles come in here. Here's the problem with you guys. You are just not consistent with yourself because you don't see the benefits in being consistent with yourself. Just because you put one fucking brick on the ground one fucking day does not mean you have built a fucking fortress. But the more you begin to layer one brick after another brick after another brick, your fucking fortress begins to take shape. But hey guys, I'm sorry. If you're looking for a quick fix, I cannot help you. because we're sold out of quick fixes. Don't have any more. Don't have any more. Okay? No, sir. Hey, hold on. Let me say something to you, mister. Hold on. Let me say something to you. I appreciate you coming in here and all this other stuff. I appreciate that. But I'm going to tell you why you are going to lose. If a woman were to do a check on you or look you up and see what you're saying, I'm going to tell you where you lose. My brother, can you just get rid of that bitch-ass dog and put a fucking Doberman, a rot, some kind of a man dog? Can you just please take that pink little fucking dog and please, dude, can you put, at least if you're going to put a dog, can you make it a fucking a man dog, please? 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 Can you just get that pink little poodle off your fucking thing and put a fucking man dog there? That's number one. What do you think you're telling a woman? See, let me tell you what you think you're telling a woman. You actually think a woman's going to say, oh, my God. Oh, he likes cute little dogs. Oh, my God. I'm going to fuck him. Nah, motherfucker. They're looking at this motherfucker and saying, damn, is he metrosexual? Is he like more of a woman than a fucking man? Dude, take that fucking dog off. Download a rot or some like a vicious dog. Come on, man. If that ain't your dog, please change that shit. No, I didn't say gun. See, you're trying to be funny now. I'm not saying guns are weed. See, I feel that was kind of like a little racist shot because I'm black. I've got to have guns and I got to have weed. I'm just saying, man, you're getting a little racial. I'm going to let that slide because I'm in a good mood today. I'm saying to you, man, you're here for a reason. Because you're here because you ain't got no game and you think putting a little fucking poodle with a pink outfit on is going to make women drop their panties for you. Thank you, 157 likes. I thank you. We're going to hit the thing at the end. I got you. We're going to get this at the end. Thank you. So I'm not mad at you, man. No, hey, look, bruh, look, dude. See, I can say, look, get a mayonnaise sandwich and the Wall Street Journal. See, I can say that. See, I ain't going to say that because then I'm acting like you. I'm just saying that you've got to get rid of that fucking dog, man. Why do you have a little small pink-covered dog? And then you want to talk shit about women? Come on, dude. You can't do that shit, man. I'm saying that with love, dog. Man, get yourself a man, dog, please. Jesus Christ. My God. Whoa. Poor little dog, man. Hopefully that ain't your dog. Please don't tell me that's your dog. Please don't tell me that's your dog, man. Tell me you're just doing that to get some sidebar pussy. Anyway, let me continue. I'm sorry. I got to help. But no, man, listen. Don't be rude to women. I don't understand why you think the need to talk shit or say some a sidebar comment to women is actually going to make a woman want to fuck with you. It, sure, it might make you feel good. But, I mean, if you're cuddling up to a goddamn dog. Oh, yeah. Hey, Red, I'm just, I don't know what the motherfucker said. He was telling me he wanted to get guns and weed because I'm black. Hey, black man, Why don't you go ahead and get your guns and your weed and then drive your bouncy-ass car to the LBC? That's what he's probably thinking. Because his perception is, see, smooth motherfuckers that are black got to smoke weed and do drugs. Hey, you're right. I do drugs. And the drug is called me. I do snort drugs. The drug is called me. I am an alcohol-fucking-holic. You want to know why? Because I'm drunk on motherfucking me. I do fentanyl because I do the fentanyl of me. Me. Now, he ain't saying nothing else. He's shutting his fucking ass up. He's shutting his ass up, man. He's like, bruh, like, come on, dude. I didn't mean that shit, bruh. I mean, come on, man. Don't be getting all racist and shit. I'm kind of racist, man. I'm just telling him to change his dog. I'm sorry. Let me keep going, guys. I appreciate y'all. Let me keep going. What I'm saying to you guys, in order to do this, okay, the first step, okay, that you guys have to have, and I'm being serious here, for you guys to be able to have a woman take that first step, you guys must start to get to know yourself on a deeper and more profound level. You can't do this from the surface. And the one thing I keep trying to tell you to do, the only way you can do it is do it for yourself. Now, I think he's gone. He probably left. He probably left. Hold on. Oh, no, he said, yo. He just said, yo. I'm sorry. Yeah, I hope you can read that, guys. He's blocked, but y'all probably can read what he's saying, man. He just said, yo. Let me keep going. E-Dog says, is there a reason why men get over women easy because they have self-confidence? Well, listen, my brother, and I got you, Sway, in 1 second. What I'm saying is that the reason a man gets over a woman is because the man makes everything about the man. I love to please and pleasure women. That's my thing. I love to make them feel sexy. I love to make them find their core. I love to make them get off. I love to make them feel like a fucking woman. I live for that shit. I live for the thrill of the hunt, and I live to go ahead and spit flavor in their eyes. And I live for those moments, right? But those moments are not me or define me, okay? And the reason I can get over, listen, I ain't all that. I'm telling you, I ain't all that, but I'm a bad motherfucker. And when you have this weird thing called options, then that means when you have women, okay, wait, he has blocked all the mods in chat, so you can only see him. Oh, I can get rid of him easily. Don't worry. I'll keep him around. I'll keep him around until he fucks up. But I know I can ban him, so he knows he's going to shut his ass up. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is for all you out there, is that I have options. She knows I have options. She also knows that I get bored. I'm always moving, elevating, and growing, okay? I don't get over a woman. It's not a thing about getting over them. They have to try to get over me. I'm sorry. It's not what you think it is. What I am is listen, all I'm saying, baby, if you want to have a sip of me, take a sip. If you want to smoke me, go ahead and puff me a few times. If you want to snort me, go right the fucking head. If you want to take the fentanyl of me, hey, there's the bottle. You can have me any way that you want to have me. And the effects of having me are going to have you hooked on me. You're going to fall in love with me. That's the problem. You're going to fall in love with me. But I cannot, and listen, I can roll with you. You know what I mean? And we're good. And what you're lucky, if you are around me, that means you have got my attention. You already got my curiosity, and I see that you're worth my time. If you're not worth my time, I'm not. I didn't say the dick. See, look. I said nothing about the dick. I said that you got to be worth my curiosity. That means there's got to be something about you that wants to trigger something in me, not to fuck, but to reach out and just holler at you a little bit. You get my attention is, you know what? What I love the most is when they think they running shit. They meet so many surface dwellers, they think every motherfucking guy is just going to be mush in their fucking hand, okay? But also being worth my time. You've got to be worth my time. Thank you, 162 likes. Thank you very much. So it's totally different. Now, see how you meet Scribe. I got you right there. So the way I go about my Scribe is just talking to myself. Hey, Sway, I just say for you, just give me a situation, I'll show you. Just a type of situation of what, something you want me to scribe. Anything. Just take, I'm show you. I'll do it on top of my head. You choose it, and I'll show you how I scribe and break it down. You show me, okay? You choose something, I will show you how I scribe it and break it down. How do you go deeper? Is it the right way? Oh wait, is it the right way of going deeper with yourself? Yes. Yes. Gentlemen, that's listening to me, listen. The thing that is important is that, okay. Ask yourself this question. Most don't ask themselves this question. Think just for a few seconds, not a long, just think for a few seconds, guys. If your house, your job, your money, your possessions, your all your accomplishments, the women in your life or no women or your friends, and all these things were taken away from you, everything, your car, your everything, you've lost it all. You lost it all. Let me ask you a question. If you actually lost it all, how would that make you feel? What would you do if you lost it all? Have you ever thought about that? How would you feel if you lost it all? Ask yourself, how would you feel if you lost it all? Just ask yourselves that question. Because if you feel some kind of a way towards a possession, that if you lost that possession, you can't even move or think the right way. All right, you see what I'm saying? Oh, God. All right. I tried with him. Let me go ahead and kick him out. Well, he better go out before I ban him. Go ahead and run right now, big dog, before I ban you. Go ahead. You don't belong here. This ain't for you, dog. He changed his thing from a dog to a finger now. I can't help you, dog. This ain't the right place. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. I hope everything works out for you, but this just ain't the right place for you, buddy. This ain't the right place. So go ahead. I think he already kicked himself out, but this ain't the right place for him. I think he kicked himself out. Yeah. I think he is gone. Yeah. I think he got it. I think he left before I got a chance to boot his ass out. So he's gone. I wish he wasn't. I would have loved to have left him out myself, but he's gone. So we can keep moving on. We can keep going on. But I welcome all you guys with open arms. I got love for you guys, man. I appreciate all you guys. I welcome everybody that's here. Everybody that's here, I want to show you how can you actually win. Gentlemen, if you feel and love the motherfucker in the mirror and trust the motherfucker in the mirror, then everything that you lose is just nothing. It's not going to change who you are. And that's the drawing with these fucking women that y'all don't see. See, when you walk up to a woman, you're already thinking loss. You're thinking, what happens if I lose her? What happens if she rejects me? What happens if I don't feel good enough for her? And all these things that you're thinking. Think what I'm saying, gentlemen. All these things that you're thinking. But what if you see her and say, God damn. Yo, Steve. Yo, what's up, man? Man, how many moves you think is going to get me to get that motherfucking woman, dog? Motherfucker, you ain't going to get her, dog. You know what? Yeah, she got a little bit of fat ass and shit. Yeah, hey, man. I think that you and I'll say 15 moves. Oh, you want to bet? Bitch, I bet you I'll get that motherfucker less than 15. Oh, I bet you you can, motherfucker. Oh, I bet you I can. All right, motherfucker, I love you, though. Motherfucker, I love you, too. Let's go to work. If you ain't thinking that way, that's the problem. Because your thinking is that, oh, my God, she's a pretty woman. And then your voice says, oh, man, she's beautiful, dude. You can't get her. You ain't got no job. You ugly motherfucker. You can't get her. Well, damn, I know. But I'm going to try. I mean, what do I say? What do I do? I don't know what the fuck to say, man. She's so beautiful. What if she rejects us? Oh, my God. What if she says no to us? Oh, the world is going to end. Oh, don't do it. Stay home. Y'all think I'm crazy. I swear y'all be thinking that shit. Y'all think I'm crazy. Y'all think I'm crazy. I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all. This is how y'all think. That's what you mean when you say you have, that we have the need. We just need a, yes, yes, absolutely. Prince, you got a question that says, what is the best way to fix this problem? But the problem is, it's not a problem. It's not a problem unless you deem it to be a problem. I'm still waiting on Sway. Sway, what are you going to give me so I can tell everybody about my scribe? I'm still waiting on Sway. Did he say anything? All right, here we go, Sway. Here we go. Here we go. I'm sorry, Sway. Tearing down layers of myself that I can't see. No, this is it. We're live, Adam. This ain't a recorded. We're live. All right. Look, Sway, it's not the layers. You don't have any layers right now because you never created any layers. Okay, again. I wish I had. Next time I'm going to bring the mannequin because I'm going to show you a kissing 101 move. But, all right, here we go, Sway. Here we go. Sway, give me something that you have a problem with women or a problem doing with women, and I'll show you, Sway. And I might make a layer of it. So, Sway, I'm just talking to Sway because he asked the question. Sway, tell me something you have a problem with when you get around a woman. Or you're on a date with a woman. What is your problem? Now, while I'm waiting on you, I'll give you one. I'll show you a layer, an easy layer, okay? So we'll go to we're going to go to the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in my mouth. So we're going to go to the restaurant. Like I always tell you, we're going to go to the wine restaurant. On the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. That's where we're going to go. We're going to go to the wine restaurant. So if I'm going to the restaurant, Sway, or I'm looking for the place that I'm going to start spending my time at, my time, Sway, not her time, Sway, my time. First thing I'm saying to myself, scribe, I need to find a place that I can kick back, sip on something, watch beautiful women and listen to great jazz. That's the first thing. That's the first layer right there. See that, Sway? That's what I need. I need a place that I'm going to. Hey, Sway, it's my spot. It's not a place. It's going to be my spot. Because this is the spot I'm going to go to, whether it's with a woman or by my fucking self. It's my spot. It's my place. So I scribe the first layer. I've got to find me a spot that has nice jazz music, cheese boards, intimate place. It's my spot. First layer, I'm walking about and I see a spot. All right, I got a spot. It's a jazz club. All right, Sway, it's a jazz club, right? So I see the title of the jazz. I'm going to use you, Adam. The name of the jazz club is Adam's F&G. We just call it Adam's F&G. So it's Adam's F&G. Okay, so, all right, cool. It's a nice spot, Adam's F&G. Well, let me go inside. And as I'm looking at that, when you say hammock game, I got you on that. Give me a second. So what I'm saying is that if I'm going to Adam's F&G, it's a bar that has a jazz club, and as I'm walking around, I'm doing my reconnaissance work, as in seeing what is good and what is cool, all right? So I might run into the band. Hey, excuse me. Hey, how you doing, big guy? Hey, how you doing? My name is K the Boss. Hey, how you doing, K? What's good with you, man? I'm Steve. How's it going? Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, K, man, so you play here a lot? Oh, yeah, we play here on fucking ladies' night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's when all the women are going to be there. Oh, shit. Hey, no shit, K the Boss? Hey, dog, how you doing? Well, tell me what's up about this place. What can you tell me about this place? Wait. See, hold on, wait. Excuse me, wrong thing. So wait a second. Next layer, I got my, hey, K the Boss. K the Boss has a band that plays music on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night where all the ladies are coming. So K the Boss, are you saying it's going to be hot out this motherfucker? Oh, yeah, there's nothing but ass all over the place. Oh, shit. Well, hey, K the Boss. Wait. Hey, what's the name of that song you just played? Oh, well, I usually call the song Lo the King, but it's really called When I Take My Dick Out of My Pocket and Put It in Your Mouth. Really dope. Ah, K, I like that shit. K, that's pretty dope, dog. How did you learn that, K? How did you learn that song called Lo the King, K? Well, this is how we did it, da-da-da-da-da. And all I'm doing is add an extra layer. All right, well, K, it was nice meeting you. And K, if I ever have a woman come through, I'm going to holler at you. Now, I'm going to see K the Boss so much, eventually I'm going to give him my contact information, because when I set up everything, I'm showing you, Sway, I'm going to call K. But now I'm sitting down. I'm listening to K the Boss playing a song called Lo the King, right? K is playing his motherfucking song, right? So then, all of a sudden, the waiter comes up, right? Who's the motherfucker? Who's going to be my waiter? Let's see. Let's do the waiter come now. Now, if the waiter's the woman, we're going to be fucking, so I'm not going to make it a woman. So let me make it a guy real quick. So let's say that I'm chilling at Adam's Fitness AF&G. I'm already hollering at K the Boss. We already got the song down and all that other shit. So then, let's see here. Who else is rolling up in this motherfucker? So then the waiter named Jamal comes up. Hey, buddy, how you doing, my name? What's up, Jamal? How you doing, I'm Steve, dog? Hey, man, what's good, man? And I start fucking with Jamal. Hey, Jamal, hey, yo, what's good? And we get this rapport amongst ourselves. All right, Jamal, hey, dog, do you serve on Saturdays or Fridays or Thursdays? Well, yeah, I don't do Thursdays, but I do work Fridays and Saturdays, because that's our big day, because we got a lot of women here, because, you know, K the Boss, you know that jazz band over there, they bringing all the pussy and shit, man. Oh, man, them motherfuckers, they be just getting all kind of pussy, like panties on stage type shit. I say, all right, Jamal, all right, cool, man. And you know what? All right, Jamal, that's what's up, man. And you know what? I'm going to treat Jamal like a guest. I'm not going to talk down to him, because Jamal has just taken the job of being my personal motherfucking waiter. And he doesn't even know it yet, because I'm going to tip him very well. I'm going to treat him very well. I'm going to show him that I appreciate what he's doing. I'm always going to say thank you. Whenever he brings me my water, I'm going to say thank you. Whenever he brings me my fucking bitch-ass drink, I'm going to say thank you. Whenever he says and I order something, I'm going to say, please, Jamal, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. And then I'm also going to tip Jamal's ass at the end of this, right? So all I'm doing, all I'm showing you is I am layering all these things. You see what I'm saying? I'm layering all these things, okay? So what I'm saying to you is when I have all this down, I have my spot, I have my intimate area, I know the band, I know the songs, and I know the waiter, and he waits on me so much that Jamal begins to know what I like. So when Jamal knows I'm coming, He's going to have my plastic silverware. My drink is already going to be ordered. And if I want an appetizer, he already knows the fuck I want. It's already locked down. Okay, Sway, listen to me. So, Sway, I'm showing you layers. So when I'm talking to a woman and I know it's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday motherfucking night, I'm going to that motherfucking spot. But here's the thing, people. I'm going to offer her the opportunity to accompany me to the spot. But let me tell you why I love this spot. This spot is a great spot. Man, it's got this band. Oh, you got to hear this band. It got this song that I love the most, and I want you to hear it. You see what I'm saying? And no, you good, K. DeBall. I'm just talking about you good. Your lines are down. And I'm saying I would break down the band. I'll break down the atmosphere. I even break down the song. Because what I love about K. DeBall is the song. I heard he wrote this song. It's a great song. And I can explain it because I'm talking to K and I already know the information. So if you like to accompany me, that'll be fine. Because with or without you, I'm going to that motherfucking spot. And if it's not with you, I'm going to pick up something over there. And if it is with you, I still might pick up something over there, but I'll be a gentleman and all this other stuff. All right? So what I'm saying is that the beautiful thing about this is that when you're doing what I'm showing you, you're showing the woman that this is the place that I go. This is my... I don't take you just to places. I have places that I enjoy. I enjoy the band. I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy it all. And it's my spot. But if you're coming with me, you get to experience why I love this spot so much. We're not really, it's a date, but I'm not calling it a date. Because a date makes it seem like we got to sit around and try to impress each other. I just want you to come with me to experience what I like and what I am. See, he's going back to me. Experience what I like. Experience why I like it. But when we get here, before, hey, K the ball, ring, ring. Yo, K, y'all playing tonight? Bet. I'm probably going to be bringing this sexy-ass joint over. So I'm going to make sure I introduce you to her. I'll holler back at you later. Click. Yo, Jamal, what's good with you, big dog? What you doing? What you getting into? Cool, man. Hey, man, you work tonight? Yeah, peep game. I'm going to be through that motherfucker probably around 8. I got it something set up at 8 o'clock. You got me? Bet. You see what I'm saying, Sway? I got everything already set the fuck up. Everything created the way I want it, and it's all about me. It's not about her. She's experiencing me. You see what I'm saying, gentlemen? So when she comes with me, the first thing I'm going to do is take her hand and walk her over to the band. Hey, babe, I want you to meet Kay the boss. It's the band member. Kay, this is whatever her name is. How you doing? Hey, Kay got this song. Hey, Kay, can you play that song about the dick coming out your pants and putting it in her mouth, please? All right, you got it. All right, man. All right, man, you're going to play the song, baby. You're going to play the song I like, baby. Come on, let's go sit down. And then we're sitting down, and guess where Jamal Pied Piper is at? Hey, Steve. Hey, Jamal. What's up, man? Hey, Jamal. Hey, Steve, don't worry. Already got your drink already down, brother. I got you. Hey, wait, hold on, Jamal. Jamal, I'd like to introduce you to da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Jamal, peep game. Here I am minding my own business, walking around Lake Spread, your ass cheeks, and I saw this fine chick walking her dog. Hey, Jamal, do you actually think, Jamal, I'm going to grab it. Do you actually think, hey, Jamal, you think I'm going to bite her neck and take her up the tree? Shit, yeah, give that motherfucker some dap. Hey, Jamal, man, we good. And what you know what Jamal going to do? Well, how you doing? What can I get you to drink? Okay, we got your drink down, and he walks the fuck off. Why didn't he get your drink, Steve? Oh, he already knows what I'm drinking. Do I have to ask if he already knows my fucking order? Even when Jamal walks away, he come back with the order. Hey, Jamal, take your time, brother, because look, hey, you know how it is when I ask for that receipt. Take your time, because you know what? I think at this moment, because she's drinking it, she's sipping on that little drink right there. I want to know if it tastes better in that glass or better on her lips. So, Jamal, just give me a few minutes when we get that thing. All right, Jamal. And it goes from that point. And from that point, the whole time, I'm looking at her and I'm talking to her. She will start to shy off because she's not used to talking to somebody with confidence in itself. I'm not swaying. I'm not going to be like, no, I'm going to look right at her and say, you know what? I see you sipping on that drink over there. And I gotta admit that I can't hear you because fucking the band is playing so loud. I got something to tell you. You mind if I sit next to you and tell you? Because I'm across from her. I slide right next to her and I'm getting right in her ear. I say, you know what? I got a confession to make. I love how you smell. I love how you look. But there's one thing I don't love. And I'm starting to get a little bit jealous how you putting your lips on that glass. Because it's making me wonder how it's going to be if you put your lips on me. But that's just my confession. I'm sorry. It's just something I had to tell you. It'll be our secret. But I promise I won't tell if you won't tell. And I'll back up and sit down again. Guys, I don't need to kiss her right now. Remember, I can play with my food. I can play with my food. I don't need to go in for the kiss. I could have right there. No. Because every time she takes a sip of that thing, I'm going to be like this. And she's going to smile. She's going to laugh. She's going to think I'm crazy. Every time she takes a sip of her wine or her whatever she's drinking, all I'm going to be like is. And we're going to have fun. It's going to be a laid-back environment. And then I'm going to come back over to her again and slide right next to her again. And say, you know what? At first, I was a little bit jealous of you drinking that wine out that glass. But watching how the wine itself hits your lips and how you take it in, how you take the juices or how you take the wine in is sexy as fuck. I'm sorry, Tarsika. I didn't mean to let you know. I'll be on my best behavior. I'm going to go back over to my seat. And sit down. And we're still talking to each other. I'm not asking her what she does for a living. I'm not asking her what she's looking for. I'm not asking what job she has. We're just talking and enjoying ourselves while Jamal is giving her the A++++ service. Jamal's come in. Is everything okay? Is there anything I can help you with? And all this. She's going to get served. And then here comes Kate Band. Hey, shout out to my boy Steve over there. Steve, this is for you, dog. Guys, we're about to play this song that my dog Steve asked for because he got that nice, lovely yeti over there. This is called taking your dick out of your pants and putting it in her mouth. Come on, dog. Bro. It's already over. It's already over. And let me tell you why I didn't kiss her in front of everybody. Because some women do not like to show public displays of affection right off the bat. So I have to gauge that shit. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to be kissing in that fucking parking lot. It doesn't mean that we ain't going to be kissing in that fucking car. It doesn't mean that we ain't going to either kiss a leg, spread your ass cheeks, her place or my place. Doesn't mean that at all. I've already set everything up because I did all the work. Gentlemen, y'all hear me? All the work was done before I even met the woman. That's what y'all guys are missing in all this shit. All the work is done. I'm just leading her to my fucking masterpiece and letting her experience what it's like to be with me. And it is at that point she's got to realize that she's not the only one. Because, gentlemen, I'm telling you, when you're smooth, they know you ain't the only one. But guess what? I don't say anything about it, but goddammit, I'm ass. You know, I'm looking for a relationship. And, you know, I just got this feeling that you're seeing other people. Well, baby, if you want to know, just ask. I don't have nothing to hide. Well, are you seeing anybody? Have you met me? Yeah, well, come on. Of course I'm seeing other people. But here's the thing about it. I know that you're trying to get a relationship, and I can't give you what you want. But what I can give you, like I was giving you the other night, is a great time, smiles and fun and everything in between. But I understand you're looking for a relationship. I'm not that guy. But I'm not saying you can't be part of my life if you want to. But if you don't want to, that's fine. I respect your decision. And you know what, guys? Some of them going to say, nope, I'm not interested. Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you. Hey, you know what? Thank you for the time. It was like, yo, candle maker. It was nice meeting you. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, perfectly set in the window. If you ever decide that you change your mind, you want to have fun, and you want to experience what we were doing the other night, then by all means, you can always call me back. Don't worry, I'm not going to bug you. I'm not going to bother you, because I'm not that guy. And when you come back, it's your choice. But other than that, it was a wonderful time. I had a great time with you. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the band. I enjoyed the atmosphere. I even enjoyed your lips on that glass. Now I know why after the other night, why those lips are really soft and really sexy. But, hey, it's all good. Hey, listen, you go ahead and take care of yourself, and I hope to hear from you soon, okay? Okay, it was nice knowing you. You don't think she ain't coming back? Wait, guys, you don't think she ain't coming back? Come on, man. Have you met me? She's coming back. She'll come back on her own time. But this is what I'm saying to you guys. She didn't define me, but this is the beauty thing about where I'm going with this. Because once she makes the decision to come back, it is at that moment that she has to begin to work to get my light back on her. When she was with me, there was the opportunity. She had my time at that moment. Not my dick. She had my time at that moment. She chose to leave. She left. When they come back, this is the best thing about it, guys. They come back because they know they made a big fucking mistake. But you can't come back and just get back to the front of the line. Hey, if any of y'all watch wrestling, you know how that shit goes. After I beat you, you got to get back to the back of the line. You can't just get back up in the front of the line. No, Nope. You fall all the way back, and you've got to do work at this point. You've got to do work. Do y'all see what I'm saying? She's got to do work to prove herself to you. Why? Because she knows the benefits. She knows she fucked up. She knows she fucked up, right? Okay? But what I'm saying is that she's working for my time. I'm not just going to give it a dick because she want to fuck. No, I'm not. Guys, it's not like that because she's already becoming addicted without me having to fuck her, man. Do you think the addiction happens when I fuck her? No. Why? Because I'm already fucking her. That's where it's coming from. She comes back for her own reasons. You never judge them for coming back. You never judge them for that, okay? Wait a second. Uncle, woman wanted to be friends with benefits, but says she can't handle the emotions. Now she wants to talk. All right, let's get it. Oh, let me see what you got here. I got you, dog. Hold on, let me check the email. Whoa, I got you. No. I got you, dog. We'll get you out of this shit. This is a layup. Hold on, let me find that shit. Let's see what you got here. Let me see if I can grab it and post it to everybody. All right, let's see what you got here. All right, I'm going to grab it and send it, okay? All right, I'm going to post this. Guys, give me a second. All right, so. All right, wait, whoa. God damn, dog. Hold on. Hey, guys. Hold on, guys. all my guys listening, I'm going to show you something. This is what we do on this show. One thing we always do on this show, guys, is we love to show you results when you follow Unk, make it about you, and become a sexual fucking beast to yourself. Let me show y'all this. Hold on. Let me download these things so we can upload them so everybody can read them. We'll read it together. Hold on, guys. Give me a second. Guys, you got questions, go ahead and ask. We're here for a minute. I got you guys covered. We're chopping it up. Let me go ahead and show you results. Oh, my God, there's so many of these motherfuckers. Let me grab this one. Let me download that. Download that, number two. He's kind enough to even let. Hey, thank you, dog. I appreciate that. Now I don't have to fucking search. My God, guys, y'all don't understand game and how cold I make y'all. I'm showing you receipts. Nobody's showing you receipts live on air, unscripted, from my chat room dogs. Man, let me pop this up for y'all guys so y'all look at this shit right now. So y'all think I'm trying to do doctor shit. Hold on, let me see. Let me go here. Let me get rid of these. If y'all joining us, I just showed y'all examples real quick. Hold on, one, two. I got you real quick. Hold on, let me show y'all examples before I get rid of these. Show y'all examples of what it's like when you got game, you're talking to the woman, you're getting some food, blase, blase. We're about to let these down. And then him chasing her. Okay, so I'm gonna delete those. Now I'm going to add old boy shit, and I'm going to show y'all some game. Y'all ready to see this shit, guys? I want y'all to see what it's like. Y'all think, I know y'all think it's like women don't act this way or talk this way and shit. Let me go and grab this shit and upload these, and I'll put my fucking glasses on and shit. I got to put my glasses on so I can read this shit. Give me a second. Let me grab. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me grab these. Let me get, I got my glasses on, so let me, because I'm old, fuck y'all, I'm old. So let me read, we're going to read these together. Let me make sure I got the numbers right. All right, number one is this. Number two is that. Number three is that one, I got that right. Four, all right, so we're good. All right, here we go. So I'm going to read these to you while I post them, okay? So let's look at it. Here's number one. Okay. She said, I heard your voice message last night. When I heard it, for some reason, I could feel your voice resonating in my kitty cat. I was high, so I just chopped it up for me being high. But I listened to it this morning. I keep telling you, they pressed that button. I listened to this morning at the same time happened, which is why I'm asking you, what is going on with your voice? And to say something else, and the least well of all of them, I could feel your voice resonate down there. Guys, I'm not making this up. I'm just, guys, gentlemen, I'm just reading. That's all I'm doing. I'm just reading this. But I'm showing you that when you hit them from land, sea, and air, no one's teaching you this, this is a thing that they fucking cream over. I got my glasses on because I got to read this little tiny ass shit. So fuck y'all. Here we go. She said, stupid. I don't know. She said, I'm sorry. Okay, it's not stupid at all. It's very sexy to me that you can be feel free and safe. Even though he tell me how I make you feel. Then he hits her with a voice message. And she says, and I quote, while you're whispering sweet nothings makes my pussy wet, you have still not been able to capture my mind. Actually, it has caused more confusion than anything because how are you within a voice of yours still single and childless? Especially at your big age. Gentlemen, I'm trying to show y'all game here. Let's get to the next one. Just trying to, I got to read this while y'all reading. Read with me. Here we go. Voice message. So you're looking for a casual, intimate relationship, but not a relationship. And I don't have guys who want to take me out. I have guys who want to fuck. to clarify. I also don't like the idea of being intimate with someone who should not be emotionally invested in, because that's how I get played at the end. And I don't let people play with my emotions. So if you want to fuck, cool. But just leave the intimacy out, because the intimacy leads to to emotional attachments. And this is not what you're looking for. So let's not even go down that road. Guys, I know y'all don't believe women talk like this. This is how it is. Let me continue. Here, get to the next one, gentlemen. I cannot emotionally handle what you are describing, because when you're describing it as a safe space, and that will cause me to become emotionally attached. Again, if we're just fucking, that's it. You mean that's it? Cool. But what you were asking for and what you're willing to create will cause me to be emotionally attached, so maybe it's best we stop before it even starts. Gentlemen, I'm showing you game, guys. Why do you think we are what we are? Why do you think that we make her work for the dick, our time, and our attention? Because of shit like this. Last one. Low-key sucks, because I really like your sweet nothings. Good luck in finding that person who's going to do what you want without wanting to be in a relationship with you, okay? So then she goes away. All right? Wait. Ladies, I am not laughing at you. Wait. All my dogs, just listen to this. Ladies, I'm not laughing. It's just beautiful when you're a man. This is the life. Guys, I'm going to show you again. How many times I keep telling you, they try to walk away. They cannot do it. Let us read again. Let me put the glasses on again. Let us read this again. Low key sucks, because I really liked your sweet nothings. Good luck in finding that person who can do what you want without wanting to be in a relationship with you, okay? She thinks she's walking the fuck away. But what does he say? He is... And what does she say? I want to talk to you on the phone. Can I call you? Guys, I know. Wait, ladies. Look, guys, look at me. Listen to what I'm saying, y'all guys, man. This is what I'm showing you game. Mike, we already showed you shit, Mike. We got you, big dog. What I am showing you, this is the lifestyle of motherfucking men that are not pandering over pussy. He already fucked her. And she tried, look, she tried to run away. She tried, but they can't run far. Because they're not used to the voice messages, the videos. They're not used to the power of the man. What is he doing? He's hitting her through land and sea. And look what he's doing. Wow, you're whispering sweet nothings that make my pussy wet. He's already got the pussy wet. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Gentlemen, this is the beauty of the game. This is why we're not pandering after pussy. Because they know what the fuck we are and what we can do. And 1-2-1-2, what I'm going to say, 1-2, I'm going to tell you what to say. Peep game, hey, peep game, 1-2-1-2. I would just say this. You know what? I understand where you're coming from, and I respect everything you say. So for that, I release you. I don't want you to feel some certain way when I told you what I wanted to be and you were fine with it, but now you're not. I'm going to let you go because I'm not the right guy for you. I would love to enjoy your wet pussy. I would love to enjoy you biting your lip when I'm rubbing your wet pussy. I would love to hear you play with your pussy over the phone. I would love all those things. But you know what? I'm just not that guy for you. And you know what? You're right. This should be the end. Because I have to make a confession. If you decide to go beyond this line that I have just drawn, you're going to fall in fucking love with me. You're going to lust after me. I am going to become a habit. And you said it yourself, you don't want that. So out of respect for you, I release you. I will not bother you no more. I will no longer send you any more voice messages. And if you want to, go ahead and delete. She ain't going to do it. Go ahead and delete all my messages if you want. If that's going to help you, get over me. But one thing I'm not going to be is not myself, and this is who I am. And if who I am is what I am, you're going to fall in love with me. You're going to be emotionally attached to me. You're going to want me. You're going to miss me. You're going to cry. You're going to get jealous. So because of all of that, I'm saying to you, I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. You don't want this. I'm telling you right now, you don't want this. Because if you choose to cross that line, that's what the fuck is going to happen. See, guys, when you know that's going to happen, you can warn them. That's what's going to happen. And you know what? By him letting her go, he's already got her. What guy do you know hears a woman say that her pussy's wet, and then you let her ass go? It fucks everything up in her mind because she's like, I didn't want to go. I just didn't want to get emotionally attached. But you listen. That comes with it. When you're with me, I'm going to unfortunately go so deep beyond your thought that we're not only going to talk about things that you never talked to somebody about, but you're going to feel things that you never felt before. And I'm doing you a favor. You ready, guys? I'm not the guy for you. I'm not the guy. I can't give you what you want. You can lease me out, but I'm just not that guy. And if you change your mind, it's because you change your mind. I will never do anything to change your mind. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to bother you. I won't bug you. I promise you. I'm letting you go. Because the last thing I want to do is confuse you even more. Ready for this, guys? Let me tell you why I'm letting you go. See, guys, I'm breaking this down. Let me tell you why I'm letting you go. See, the kind of man I am, when I talk about intimacy, I'm always telling you that, look, to me, it's not your sexy ass. It's not those sexy lips, and it's not that pretty pussy of yours. It's the fact that I need your character to line up with all that beautiful shit. And the fact that you're not sure of what you want tells me that you're not even sure of yourself, and that's a character thing that I can't deal with. But because of this, I don't want you to do anything that you don't want to do. I respect what you're saying, but unfortunately, everything you don't want, you're going to have. I can't separate myself from giving you an emotional connection because you're going to have that with me because I'm pushing you to a place you've never seen before. I can't say that you can't love me because I'm a lovable motherfucker. Have you met me? You can't say that you want certain things and you can't choose what I am because I'm all those things and you know I'm all those things. And I know you're afraid that I'm all those things. But in time or eventually, you will realize that I am not here to judge you or force you to be whatever you don't want to be. But I can promise you, you fuck with me, I'm going to show you things that you've never seen before. but in that you will love, in that you will become attached to, in that you will become addicted to, in that you will be attracted to, in that you are going to want me more than you've ever wanted anybody else before. So I am telling you now, I'm letting you go. You take care. I'm not the guy for you. I am not that guy. I'm not that guy. I cannot separate what I am. You either going to take me as I am and understand that all that shit, I'm going to be the cause and the cure of how you fucking feel. I'm going to have you feeling up and have you feeling down. I'm going to have you feeling left and I'm going to have you feeling right. I'm going to have you seeing a lot of shit that you ain't ready. And if you ain't ready for it, then I understand. Thank you, brother. I appreciate both of y'all guys. Thank you, guys. But what I'm saying is that I don't want you to ever feel like I'm manipulating you, because I'm not. I'm letting you go. I'm not deceiving you. I'm just telling you that if you go and you can go and I free you, but when you come back, you better not. You're going to have to work for this dick. And I know you don't hear that shit, but baby, look, you have opportunity right now. You don't want it, and it's fine, and I'm not mad at you. But I'm saying if you come back and I welcome you with open arms, you got to put some work in to get my attention again, because my attention will be elsewhere. And you know that. You know that, and I know that. So I'm not telling you nothing or threatening you. I'm just telling you that. But with that being said, hey, it was good knowing you. Hey, I wish you the best. Hey, good luck. Hope you find him. Good luck, man. Send me a wedding invitation if you want to. It's all good. But you know what? I'm going to leave you alone. You take care of yourself and goodbye. And you float the fuck off. Guys, this is not a tactic. This is not manipulation. I'm keeping it a fucking buck with the woman. I am literally telling the woman that I'm not good enough. I'm not the guy for her. She wants to dictate how the fuck she's going to feel. You can't dictate what you don't fucking know. And that's what I'm trying to tell her. And that's why 1212, let her go. Let her go and let her realize that she made a fucking mistake. But you don't knock her for her mistakes. We don't knock women. Hey, if you want to go, you go. Right, Cody, we keeping it a billion with her. Guys, how many guys you know would tell a woman that I'm not, you shouldn't be with a guy like me anyway? And that's not a joke. I'm serious. You, gentlemen, listen to me. I'm not, guys, when y'all get this shit down, I swear to you, you're going to have this talk with a lot of women. Because they're trying to separate church and state, so to speak. They're trying to separate emotions from fucking. But here's the problem. You're the glue between the emotions and fucking. You're the glue. If any of y'all watch Power with Tommy, Power Force, if you ever see, like, there's drugs on the streets, right? But then there's this man-made drug that they made that is much stronger and has much of a potent power effect. That's where we are. And that's why we have to let them go. I can't give you what you want. You want a relationship. You want us to be exclusive. I can't give you that. And listen, and I know a lot of women will say, look, well, you know what? I don't want to be a notch on somebody's belt, and I don't want to be a just you fuck me and all this. I never said that. Have I ever said that you can't see any other people? Have I ever said that you can't spend time with anybody? Do what the fuck you want to do. I'm not trying to stop you. You just don't want to do it because you're falling in love with me. And I'm a lovable motherfucker. I'm just saying, guys, come on. I'm just saying. I'm saying that it's best you don't fuck with me. Because if you go beyond this point, there is no return. This is your chance to get. But guys, here's the problem. Here's the problem in that, guys. She's already got a little bit of the drug in you, so she's already fucked. She's already fucked. Gentlemen, if you make them feel this way and you have not put hands, tongue, foot, or dick, or elbow, or nose in them, those things can't go in them. What do you think happens when you lay hands on them? Well, I know, Mike, they don't understand. Mike, how was your, hey, Mike, how was your motherfucking waffles, motherfucker? This motherfucker got waffles and some ass. I wish I could show him that woman, but I can't show her face, Mike. I wish I could show him that woman that you had, dog. God damn it. I wish I could show him that shit, man. I wish I could show him that shit, motherfucking Mike. That's my motherfucking man. I love my students. They're the best. They are the fucking best. Oh, hey, wait. Hold on. Wait, Mike. Hold on, guys. This is the coup de grace of the game. You remember I showed you all those videos of voicemails, message from my dog Mike. All right, remember? Let me show y'all something. I just got it, Mike. Hold on. Guys. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Guys. Gentlemen. Hey, I got the wobbles. Hey, dog. Dog, let me see something. Hold on. Let me see something. Hey, Mike, can I show her and cut off a blot on her face? Is that okay, Mike? You got to give me a... Can I just cut her face out and just show her body or shape? Is that okay, Mike, or no? Just you let me know, Mike. Because if you give me the okay, I'll block out her face and I'll show the dogs. But, guys, I want y'all to see something. This is coming right from my boy, Mike. Hey, guys, this is game. Let me find it. I'm going to probably sell y'all. He asked her for some waffles. He said he was going to fuck her real quick. And look what... And guys, y'all don't know the bad. Hey, guys, you got to see how she looks. I'm going to see if Mike give me the okay. Mike, is it okay, Mike? Mike. No, I don't want to show her face. No, because you know how motherfuckers are. They'll try to. No. I'm going to take her face, Mike, and I'm going to block it out, and I'm going to show guys. I'm going to do that because I have respect for you, dog. I don't want them to see the face, but I want you to see what he's working with. I want y'all to see what he's working with. Because I'm going to show you her, and I'm going to show you her next to him so y'all can see it's actually her. And it ain't some fucking motherfucker we making up. Because we about this motherfucking game. Ain't motherfuckers doing this shit. Hold on, Mike. We're going to do this shit right quick. Hold on, Mike. We're going to do this shit right here. Y'all are joining us. We showing y'all motherfucking game. Live and unscripted, Mike. I'm going to show the photos of old girl. Oh, man, I'm going to show two photos of her. I'm going to block it. I'm downloading the first one. I'm going to download the second one. And then I'm going to download you next to her so you motherfuckers will see that we ain't just... See, a lot of y'all motherfuckers be like, nah, Steve, you just showing a fake picture. That's not true. Hold on, man. I'm going to show y'all something. This is what we do over here, Demand Mindset. We show you receipts. Let me delete some of this shit. I'm about to show you. I got a mask her face. And I'm going to show you all three. I'm going to grab all three photos. Hold on, Mike. I got you, Mike. I know you are. I'm not going to show her face, man. I don't trust these guys. I don't want these guys bothering this woman and shit because they trying to fuck up what you got. So I'm going to take photo number one. Photo number one. And I'm going to blow it up so you can see what he's working with. That's photo number one. And then I'm going to grab photo number two and show y'all what he's working with. And then I'm going to show you him next to her so y'all can actually see that he's actually next to the woman. This is the woman that bought him waffles. This is the one that's that he's holding a waffle bag. That's my motherfucking dog. Mike is my motherfucking dog, man. Mike is that dude, man. Hold on, let me cover up her face real quick. And guys, I'm gonna show you. Hold on, I'm gonna cover up her face. There we go. We'll show a little bit of her smile. There we go. Look at that. See that? I'm going to show you a little bit of her. Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. This is the one that brought Mike waffles, guys. She brought Mike waffles. She's nice. Mike, my dog. Hold on, guys. Let me show y'all, man. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm about to download it right now. I'm about to share it with y'all guys. Give me 1 second. Download it right now. Just had to cover up the face. I got a transparent background. All right, download right now. I'm about to upload it right now, gentlemen. About to upload it right now for all my man mindset dogs out here. I'm trying to show y'all how y'all can win. Remember, I showed you Mike sent this woman a message to give him waffles and a fucking quickie. So my dog, Mike, Mike is that motherfucking dog. That's Mike Tyler, man. Guys, I love my students, man. I fucking fucks with my students, dog. They cold, man. Let me see here. Let me see if this is it. Let me see. Extract it. Ah, there we are. All right. Now it's time to upload. All right, guys, I'm about to show y'all right now. All right, I know y'all want to see. I just want to show y'all, this is what we do at The Man Mindset. I want to show y'all that everything y'all see is real, man. This can actually be your life when you learn game, gentlemen. Let me get the waffle joint. Where's her photos? Is it in this folder? Hold on, let me go to all files. Let me grab her folder. Where's her folder at? I just had her photo. Ah, wait, here it is. Ah, damn it, that's the wrong folder. Fuck, where'd I put it? Hold on. Damn it, Steve, where'd you... Hold on, I just had the fucking folder. What did I do with it? Hold on. EC downloads. Ah, here it is. Wait, that's the 3. Let me extract that bitch again. Fuck. Extract. All right, I'm about to show y'all right now. Hold on. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Fuck, hold on. Where's the fucking folder? Ah, here it is. I'm sorry. Wait, that's not it. That's the 3. Hold on, dude. Let me download this bitch again. I just downloaded this shit. Hold on. Motherfucker. All right, hold on. I'm going to do it one more time. That's 3. All right, Mike, I'm going to do it one more time. Hold on, Mike. All right, there you go. Download. All right, I'm going to download it again. It's downloaded. And then I click the button showing folder. I extract it. Oh, it's probably 6. Oh, I know what I did. Okay, I got it. All right, here we go. Here we go, guys. I'm about to upload it right now to all y'all dogs so y'all can see what my dog Mike is working with and what he's doing. Okay, guys? Here we go. So I'm going to grab it right now. Go to number 6. There they are. Grab them. All right, guys, I'm about to show y'all right now the power of game and what Mike is working with. So remember, guys, this is the woman that is not only bringing him food. Here you go. This is her right there. This is the woman right there that's bringing him food and giving him a fucking quickie. Here's the other photo of she turning, giving the food, bringing a quickie. Now, I want to show y'all that there he is. See that? Same woman, same jacket. I just want y'all to see. Same jacket. And there she is with my boy Mike. Y'all see that shit? Here's the one that he fucking smashing that's bringing him the food that y'all just saw. Y'all see that? That I'm showing y'all game. I am showing you guys out here how game works when you do it the way we're showing you. She's working for his dick. She's working for his time. She's working for his company. He's not doing anything, man. Hey, look. He got the bag. Hey. He got the bag. Guess who paid for that? He didn't pay for that. But you know what he gave her? Some dick. He gave her some dick, and she paid for everything. And hey, guys, she was happy to pay for it because that gave her the opportunity to see him. Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? All my dogs out there, do y'all see why game is important? Y'all see that? Do y'all see that? This is why I tell you guys why you've got to let them go. Let them, hey guys, any woman that says to you, I'm not sure, I don't know, let them go. Let them go. You don't have to waste your time. Oh, yeah. Oh, dog. Okay. Hey, oh. Mike, you got any voice messages from her or anything? Hey, Mike, do we got any voice messages from her? We got any voice messages so we can let her hear her voice? You see her body. Mike, let me know if we got any voice messages so we can hear that voice of hers. Gentlemen. Gentlemen. What I am saying to all of you is you can have this when you position yourself for yourself. Women love men that don't push the pendulum. And that's the beautiful thing I'm trying to show you guys. Not to push the pendulum, but to show her how life would be without you. You know, I think, you know what, tomorrow night, I think we're going to cover why no turns them on. I think we need to keep going and explain why no turns them on. Why letting them go turns them on. Y'all don't even understand that shit. All right, everybody. Hey, look, Mike, Mike. Guys, this is what I'm saying, man. All you guys out here, listen to me. If you just stop making it about women, I promise you, you will start to get them. If you stop making it about women, you know what? I think LaCara and I are going to do that tomorrow's show. I'm going to write that down. That's going to be our show for tomorrow. If you stop making it about women, you can get them. That's going to be our show. That's going to be our morning show. If you stop making it about women, you can get them. Y'all don't even understand the concept. The concept is mind-boggling because society wants you to think that you got to kiss their ass. What do you think is going to happen when she starts asking herself, who the fuck am I actually? I mean, all my life I thought I was this person, but I'm starting to see that I'm more than what I actually expected. Who the fuck do you think she's going to follow then? What happens when she starts to say, how am I? How am I to the world? How am I to myself? How am I about myself? Y'all do not even see the beautiful thing that we're showing you. I'm not telling you any lies, any tricks, any gimmicks. When you learn how to build, wait, where's the video? Let me show you the clip. Wait, let me see here. Here you go, gentlemen. When you guys, I was saying, when you learn how to build your mind, it will draw them to you because of your focus and how you move, how you think. Your strengths will become her strengths because she's going to see strength and safety in you to be whatever it is she wants to be for you. But guys, why do you think we let them go? They're not going to find this on the average guy. Guys, all you guys listening, you're going to be greater than average by following what we're saying. I'm not telling you to say anything crazy to her. I'm not saying to say anything mean to her. I'm saying to guide yourself on yourself. Now gentlemen, we're getting close here. I'm sorry, baby girl. You know how it is. We're getting close. And I want to say to all you guys out there, listen, we'll have another show tomorrow. We're getting close. We got it. Look, there is so much game, man. Mike is right. Guys, y'all don't understand that this is not for a guy that has muscles. Or, look, you don't have to believe in yourself. Now, if you don't believe in yourself, it's a work for you. If you don't have confidence, it's a work for you. If you don't know what to say to a woman, this will work for you because you're going to begin to get that. Oh, my. Are you serious, Mike? Mike, can you swipe? Mike, can we get it? Mike, can you send that to me real quick so I can post it for the guys? Can Mike? Mike, you scratch your name out and just send me something so I can send it to the guys if you can, man. I'm saying to you guys out there, that y'all all can be this. God damn it. See, here we go. And see, students just fucking wanting to. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Hold on, Mike. Oh, shit. See, Mike. Somebody heard what you were saying, and it's the thing about y'all students. This is what I love about you motherfuckers. If it ain't Tyler, it ain't my dog, Mike. It's got to be unique coming up from the rear end wanting to say, fuck Mike, I got some shit I want to show you. So allow me to go ahead and download this. My dog, unique. Hey, guys, I'm going to show you. I want to show you how everybody's fucking winning when they're doing it the right way. When you do it the right way, you win. You win. Let me just show a few unique. Let me show. God damn. Hold on, Mike. Let me get unique, and I'm going to roll right back to you. Unique is trying to come in from the right. Hold on. I'm going to give unique a shot. Hold on. Let me show. God damn it. This is what I love about my students, dog. They always showing the fuck out. God damn. Hold on, unique. Let me grab your shit. Let me see. I got the. Where the fuck is the second one at? Oh, here we go. All right. So. Let me grab this one from Unique, that one. And then let me grab this other one from Unique. Then, Mike, I got you next, Mike. Before we wrap it up, I got Mike next. God damn it, dog. I'm showing y'all the beauty. All right, here we go. So this is Unique. Let me take Mike. Let me take the messages out. So Unique says, for Unique's one, it says, okay, my view right now, but where are you at, boss man? So I know that's something nasty. So then she sends you another photo saying work in progress. And guys, this is women sending this shit. Here we go again. And here's another one from Unique. This one is voice messages. I don't sub it. I'm saying, here we go. She's saying I'm out to dinner with my earbuds. I'll listen to this in my car. And then she says, if you look at the bottom, I need you, master. Now I got to find Mike's shit because Mike is coming around the corner. Hold on, Mike is coming around. Let me grab Mike's shit. Hold on, Mike. Let me grab your shit. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm glad Tyler ain't around here because I know Tyler be right coming up with some shit. All right, let me grab Mike's shit real quick. All right, Mike. Wait, where'd you send it? Mike, send it through Facebook. I didn't get it. Let me see, Mike. Hold on. No, Mike, I ain't get it yet. Send it. Well, how you sending it, Mike? Are you sending it through email? Let me see here. Oh, let me see if I can grab Mike's. Hold on a second. All right, Mike. Yeah, Mike. Hey, Mike, I didn't get it yet. Wait. Let me get back on Mike. Mike, yeah, send that shit, man. I didn't get it. We need to receive. There's not enough food for us to eat. I know. Yeah. So, hey, Mike, send it through my send it again through Facebook, and I will I'll grab it. I didn't get it yet. I didn't come through. So go ahead and send those through. But what I'm saying to all you guys that are watching, this is the lifestyle. This is what you can have. All you guys can have this. All you guys can have this. Oh, they should be in order. Okay, let me see if I – let me go here. Hold on one second, Mike. Let me see. No, Mike, I only got your food to go. I didn't get it yet. I didn't get it yet. Did you send it through email or Facebook? I haven't received it yet. I'm going to send you a yo because I didn't get it yet. So you'll see my yo, but I didn't get it yet. So once I get it from Mike, I'll download them and I will show y'all. You say – yeah, I didn't get it yet. You see, I just sent you – hold on. Let me see. You see that I sent yo. So send it again. I didn't get it. I see you typing right now. Hold on a second. Oh, you said scroll up. Hold on. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, no, Mike. We played these already. No, Mike. Mike, we played those already. No, Mike. No, Mike, you don't. I already saw those. No, okay. We already played. You missed it. You weren't here. We already showed them. We already showed them what you had. No, Mike, we already got them. We already played them. Mike, we already got them. You had to send them. We already got them. I already showed them, Mike. You wasn't here. I already showed them that shit. I was just showing them your end result. I already showed them, Mike. We already showed them, brother. We already showed them earlier in the show. So we already showed them. Oh, no. Wait. Don't tell me Tyler's in this motherfucker. Oh, Jesus God. We need to hurry up. Don't tell me Tyler, because you know y'all say some shit. Don't disturb fucking Tyler. You know Tyler's going to come hard. This ain't a competition, my chickadees. Y'all are good. That's why I'm proud of you, man. I am so proud of you guys because you trusted and you did it and you won. You won. No, don't summon Tyler, man. We don't need Tyler, man. Tyler, no, hey, y'all know Tyler be on that crazy shit, man, with some more shit, man. We ain't look, though, we're not trying to keep competition. We're just showing y'all how men win. 1-2-1-2, very good job. I'm also proud of you. All right? Philip Thomas, hey, if you finish your puzzle, take it again and do it over or find a new one and slow it down, okay? Keep working. Keep going. Start again. What I'm saying to all you guys is we got to get the shout-outs. I got to do a shout-out to you guys real quick. But, gentlemen, this is how we win. What is our likes? What is our like count right now before I can say thank you? What is our like count? How many likes we got right now, guys? Oh, God damn it, Mike. All right, more is coming in. Hold on a second. All right, wait. This is what we're going to do. All right, listen. We are going to, wait, let me delete this. I don't know why the webcam thing, I don't know why they keep doing that shit. We are going to, Mike has got some more that he's sending us. So when Mike sends them, we're going to do that. We'll do our chat room shout out, guys. Stop. Wait, guys. Wait, don't do it. Wait, Vic King. Stop. Wait, not yet. We're going to do our, stop. Wait, stop, guys. Not yet. Wait. We all know we're going to do it right. Mike is getting us something I guess he's working on right now. Let's do our chat room shout out, and then we'll end it with Mike's new message that he has, okay? All right. Oh, okay. Oh, y'all giving me the likes. I thought y'all were giving me the fucking I thought y'all were giving me the fucking area codes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you guys for that. Thank you. Hey, all you guys. Thank you. Now it's time. All right, we're going to wait for Mike, okay? But Mike, go ahead and do your thing. While we're doing this, I want to give a shout out to all the dogs out here, okay? Y'all know what we do. You know how we do it. We want to say thank you to all you guys out there. We appreciate all you guys. My bad, Kings Detail. I thought you was giving me your area code, man. I was like, stop. All right, guys. So, Mike, go ahead and send those over. But let's go ahead and get this thing going, dog. Let's do this. Let's give a shout out to my chat room dogs out there. I appreciate all you motherfuckers. Oh, tell me, understand if you can, that I'm a freakaholic and a body of a man, trying to freak everybody every day. In any case, I just want to play. So how much pussy I like to lick, you say? If I was a woman, yeah, you know I would be gay. Yeah, I am a man and I'm down with that. So I'm, oh wait, is my mic, hold on, wait, damn it, hold on. Hold on, wait. Am I muted? Hold on. No, I'm not muted. Oh man, you killed my vibe, hold on. Hold on, can y'all hear me? Y'all killing my vibe, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? All right, yeah, we good, hold on. All right, never mind, y'all, God damn it. Let's start over. We got to start over. Now we're good, okay? Y'all can hear me, all right? Kill the vibe, JT. Kill the vibe. High wholesale room coming back again. It's your boy, the Dean, in this Western Inn. One and up north like they want me like coleslaw. Nasty things. I can't remember the fuck I was saying. All right, hold on. Wait. I fucked that up. Let's start again. I like this one. All right, here we go. Let's start again. Here we go. All right, get ready, guys. Mike, get that shit ready, man. Let's get it ready. I hold you in it days for days as a paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body sex craze. To my voice, like a swimming pool that Susan put your body in the mood. Intoxicating lovely ladies at the club while I groove. Every time I see you, I gotta move, I gotta groove. I try to do nasty things to put you in the mood. I wanna get you to rub that pussy all you down. Get your mind wet so you can turn around. I wanna be the one, be the man, be your fucking fantasy. Make you do nasty things, but only for me. Unlock your dirty side, show me what's in store. Chain yourself to the bed, become my filthy whore. Tell me, are you in the mood? Do you want to see the nasty things you want to do, baby? I want you to do them in the nude. Playing with your pussy, I want you to think of me. I want you to think of things that you wish we can be. I don't want you to wake from the dream with the finger inside. Motherfuckers, let's go. Let's get this pride. Hold on, guys. I'm still rolling. Hold on, man. Next verse. Come on. Rubbing that booty, baby, rubbing it tight. No, I'm not your man. I'm just here for the night. I'm here to turn things up. Tell me what to do. I'm here to stroke the things, pull your hair. I want to see the nasty you. Tell me, sexy, are you the one? Do you want to feel good or you just want to come? Do you want to be little things? Wait, do you want to be the... I'm sorry. I messed that up, guys. My bad. Do you want to be little... Hold on. Fuck that. Hold on. Fuck that. No. No. We ain't gonna fuck that up. We gonna do that shit right. Fuck that. I fucked up. See, I'm gonna do it over again. You right? All right, here we go. Let me do this shit. We ain't in it. We wait for Mike. All right, here we go. Let me try that shit again. I messed the bars, man. Here we go. Rubbing that booty, baby. Rubbing it right. No, I'm not your man. I'm just here for the night. I'm here to tear things up. Tell me what you do. I'm here to stroke your hair and see you be nasty to you. Tell me, sexy, tell me, are you the one? Do you want to feel good or do you just want to come? No, I'm not your man. I'm just your fantasy. Make you do nasty things your man will never see. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that sexy ass here. Let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper bumper, stomper groove. Time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Rub her booty. Is it hot or is it cold? Pull her air, smack her ass, and shout your area code. All right, let's get the area codes, man. Shout me out the area codes. Mike, get this shit together. Give me your area codes. What we got here? We got the 772 rolling in Florida. Shout out to Florida. In the house. We got 770 Roland J Dog in the 770. Want to give y'all a shout out. Give me a chat room so we can shout you out. Bernie in the 323. D Dog in the 239. Blow E London in the house. You wake up. We got Rookie in the 407. We got F Dog in the 305. You know Freelance in the DMV. We got the Stand Up. Baby C Me. 718. We got you in the house. Shout out to Real. What's up with you, 323? J-Dog in the 203. Justin in the 646. Vic in the 916. 360 in the 929. Z-Dog in the 781. Boston. The Parka. I want to go to the Harbor. We got S-Dog over here in the 856. Hey, what's up, A-Dog in the 512? U-Dog. U-Vision. What's going on in the 201? J in the 929. K the Boss is Cleon. Nope, talk buck. We got motherfucking Milwaukee in the house. A Dog in the 414. Scary Perry holding it down in the 765. Another motherfucking for Blow E London. We got 513 holding it down. Appreciate it. Good video. Good shit, big dog. JP is in the house. Hey, what's up? W Dog in the 973. Z Dog in New York in the 516. Hey, we got it over here. We got N Dog. Hey, what's good, man? Serengeti, we've got E-Dog over the 928. Chad over there in the 801, man. We want to give all you guys love and shout-outs because we want to say, here at Demand Mindset, we appreciate all you guys for what you do. All right, Mike, I'm just going to grab this right here. Mike just sent me something, a real quick clip to send you guys real quick. Let me send this to you guys real quick before we wrap this up. End it with this right here. Mike, listen, we're going to end it with this one thing that Mike just said. Wait. Reggie, I cannot send. Wait, Reggie, is that, what the fuck is that? Reggie, I cannot send titty pictures, man. You got to cover that up, man. I can't send no titty pictures on the thing, man. All right, here we go. Let me see here. This is the last thing. This is coming straight from Mike. It's a message he got. And we want to send it to you guys so you guys can see what the game is like when you're fucking with me. Here we go. Just to show y'all guys this real quick. Let's just show you that real quick. And let's show you right here. Gentlemen, do you want this? I ask all you guys, do you want this lifestyle right here? Do you want this? Do you want messages like this? Because if you want messages like this, gentlemen, there's one thing that you're going to have to begin the process of doing, and this is it. It is very important for you to go into the graveyard and think about everybody in the graveyard. And always remember, everybody in the graveyard had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. We want all you guys out there to live your life like it was your last. We want you to see the importance of game, but more importantly, the importance of you and how you move as a man. I ask all you guys out here that's listening, please, gentlemen, take a moment. And when you guys end this show, please go to your bathroom, fix yourself a glass of wine, water, juice, or whatever you drink. Go to the mirror. Look at that man in the mirror and say, I love you. Look at the man in the mirror and say, I fucking got your back. Look at the man in the mirror and say, I'm never going to let you down. Look at that motherfucker in the mirror and say, you'll never have to worry. I will never leave you. Look in the mirror and do that. Yeah, well, hey, hey, get your puzzles, dog. Yeah, we got to go. But go to the beginning of the show when it's over. And ZZ, I'm going to say to you, because you're new, you're late, but ZZ, there you go, 212, I got you. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys out here, I can't show, hey, Reggie, I cannot not show the titty because the titty's in the fucking thing, man. Let me see this shit. Okay, all right, Reggie, all right, you say not the titties. All right, I'm going to show you this. God damn it, all y'all motherfuckers, man. Let me see. All right, I can't. All right, I'm not going to show the titties. All right, you're right. I cannot. Okay. I'm sorry. I can show y'all without showing the titties. My bad. I thought the titties were attached to what we're about to show you. So let me go ahead and show you guys. Let me take this and let me show you what we got. After Mike, here we go right here. Ah, baby, you're amazing. You know, hugs and kisses say you're the best, babe. Can't wait to cover you. You look into your eyes, kiss your lips, and tell how amazing you are. You are. I apologize. But gentlemen, tell yourselves, man, this is how game works. Game will always be a shout out between you. It won't be anything else, okay? It will always be a shout out to you. Okay? It's got to be a love that you have for yourself, okay? Just do the puzzle pieces. Follow the instructions. Do the puzzle pieces, okay? We got a show tomorrow with Mr. Lucario at 12 noon, and then we'll kick another show off, guys. We're trying to give you so much game. But also, guys, don't forget, tomorrow, I got to work on that. Tomorrow, we got to do an hour of me playing. I'll probably play golf tomorrow or ride the bike. But we still got to do an hour of game. So we're going to kick out shows. You're going to get an hour and a half with myself and Lucario, an hour of me working out. And then we got a show later on tonight. So we're giving you nothing but tons and tons of game. Tons and tons of game, okay? Tons and tons of game. No, we ain't going to keep me on the show.